Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Here they come. Oh, God. Neither rain nor sleet nor snow.
His story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. No discretion advised.
Name the knight.
Rob's Beware.
There you go, Robin. What did he do wrong? He named the knight.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. I'm all wet and sticky in all the ships at sea. They have three holes between their legs. It's the very trainable Don Geronimo. It is equally trainable.
Thank you, Robbie, and hi. Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode 112.04.
Right.
Monday.
And it's right. Thank you, Mike. It is a Monday.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, Buzz. And this is it.
This is the show. You
wow.
can call us at 877-365-3636. That's the national number.
Have we started already?
Yes. We're in. That's it. We're in. This is the new way we're doing it. Oh. We're in. We're on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go.
Well, that's why I'm giving out the phone number.
Okay.
877-365-3636.
Mm-hmm.
Call anytime.
Right on.
Especially call during a phone scan. That's from anywhere in America because we are nationally syndicated, although we are regionally nationally syndicated.
That's right. Regional national treasures.
Regionally, nationally, coast-to-coast syndicated. From Canada, call 800-636-1067, Washington, D.C., on WJFK, 202-432-1067. So much to get to. What a weekend. The football games I want to talk about. I want to hear about Mike and the pony,
yeah.
Percy. Want to tell you about a doctor appointment that I have today. Yeah. Ouch. My wife, I'll need just a couple of minutes to summarize, Your Honor, and then I'll wait for the jury to come back. But really, the first thing, and I'm surprised I hadn't brought this up earlier, it hadn't caught my eye. How many of you dummies out there still have your Christmas lights up on your house? Do you, Mike?
I never had any up.
Okay. Buzz?
Mine are gone.
Yours are gone. Good. Mm-hmm. Mine are. I know Rob's are. I was driving around, I don't know when it was, Saturday evening,
mm-hmm.
and I noticed, now I'll let you get away with those fake icicles,
mm-hmm.
because you could say that those are decorative or they're winter-like.
Well, and they're also quite the pain to get up and down.
But when you've still got those big old, like, National Lampoon Christmas Vacation, big, round, red, yellow, blue, and green,
multicolored lights, like on the trees out in front of your house,
yeah,
and stuff like that.
And on the houses,
mm-hmm.
and there's some house, and I don't want to be the one to reach today's juvie. Today's roughie, today's juvenile delinquent out there listening to the show when they shouldn't be listening to the show.
That's right.
But I saw more than one Santa Claus that was just waiting for someone to drive by with a baseball bat.
Oh.
I really did, and I wouldn't.
You mean you think the statute of limitations is over for Christmas decorations?
Yes, take those goddamn lights down.
And God forbid anyone do anything unseemly to an inflatable snowman.
Yes, that would be evil.
Right.
There's one in my neighborhood.
But I counted in this time that I was in the car on Saturday, six houses.
I thought you had till Valentine's Day.
No. And I'm not counting the icicle houses. I'm talking about just regular houses and one that still had a flashing, not neon, but neon-like sign that said, Happy Holidays.
I have a Christmas wreath that's sitting on a chair on my front porch. From 2 years ago.
That's okay.
I never put it up 2 years ago.
You know what that is now?
I don't have the kind of door where I can fasten it.
That's character.
Yeah.
That gives your house character.
Is it on an old washing machine or next to an old washing machine?
No, Buzz. I don't live in that kind of condition.
You have a reef on your porch for 2 years.
Car up on block.
It's sitting.
Thousands of cats.
I wish.
A bunch of animals, like chickens.
It's sitting. I actually do
every
have
once in a while a tumbleweed comes just comes tumbling by because that's why they're tumbleweed.
Well, I mean, it depends. You know, as long as you just got to watch out. Don't kick the gas pump.
You don't have anything on your sofa, though, do you?
What's that?
The sofa in the front yard? There's nothing on that.
No, no, there's nothing at all. I got to sit on that. When it's not 10 degrees outside, how can I watch the people go by?
Right.
Fixing to go to work.
And can I tell you this? Why Mike's a great guy?
Why?
You already know this, but I'll tell you why. Because for years he had that refrigerator out in the front of his yard. And finally, I think one day, I said, you know, if your girls get in there, that they could really hurt themselves.
Right.
So Mike took the door off the refrigerator in front of his house.
Just as much fun out of that. They take a little piece of cardboard from one of the many boxes that I have in the front yard, and they kind of taped it to the front, making a flap, and it's a fort.
That's cool.
It's a fort for them right now. But I have to get that dead cat out of the front yard.
No, you don't.
It's starting to smell.
It's character, Mike. You know you're pulling up to Casa Omera about a mile
this
away.
This is true. This is true.
Wait, do you still have the same system where if anyone is interested in any of the hubcaps, they can just leave an offer?
Yeah, it's the honor system. Then leave whatever you want.
That's
if,
nice.
If I got a quarter for a hubcap, I'm happy.
But I thought the deal was...
And leave it in the hubcap next to it.
But I thought the deal was that you couldn't just take that, you had to give.
Yeah.
That for instance, if there was a and I know with Mike, it's anything. It could be like a 1965 doll that has an arm missing and an eye missing. If I went there and I was looking for a gas cap in the car and I found it, I would have to replace it with, and even something like a doll missing an arm.
Well, I would be honest with you and tell you that I think that most of the washers and dryers that I have in the front yard are perfectly functional with the right equipment.
Yeah.
If you get them repaired, which I plan to do eventually, four of them. The fifth one I might use it as a planter because that one's not coming back.
Those are not.
Isn't it still your dream to have that some kind of like a kid's miniature playground out there?
Like an
amusement park?
I just want my swap meet. That's what I want, where it's, you know, it's kind of a, it's a yard sale, but it's not a yard sale. It's a flea market, but it's not a flea market.
And it's a yard sale.
If I get one more car out there, I'll be able to, I think, get a license to open a lot.
If you get one more car out there, your name's going to be Jay Leno. Listen, before the football, which was great, and I want to talk about that, all of the games, what a great week. I told you it's the best football weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Told you that all last week, and told you I'd be dying today.
And I told you and Mr. Nance, and you wouldn't listen to me, either one of you. I told you Carolina was going to win.
Yeah. All right, you got that. But, hey, what about Jim Nance and those 400 people that came down with hypothermia at the New England game?
I think he was overstating it a little bit.
I can't wait for him to get on this show this week.
Maybe they took his advice and wore turtlenecks.
I don't think Jim Nance understands the substance of the modern New Englander.
No.
And I, as a New Englander, I believe I can speak with authority on this. We know how to deal with that crap.
That's right.
We live in it. I mean, I played hockey on outdoor ice rinks when it was 8 degrees. I did that. I played up
there. There's lots of cities where the temperature gets to be 10 degrees and 5 degrees at football games.
Right.
People just...
There's no problem in that part of the... I mean, you go to Denver, you go to Chicago. Mm-hmm.
You bundle up, you drink.
Go to Pittsburgh.
Don't you think Jim Nance would risk exposure if it got below 50, though?
Yeah, this brittle... Like,
even I'm less. How about you, Boomer? Dan, Dion?
Can't feel my toes.
Sitting here right now, there's going to be hell to pay for the NFL. My friends, my radio buddies, on the mic.
Let's wait on the football, because I got to tell you some stuff. I know that I'm probably the only person in America at 8 o'clock on Saturday night, 5 o'clock West Coast time, when the Rams and the Panthers game was going into double overtime, mm-hmm. and they were missing the field goals and all that stuff, at 8 o'clock, I turned on CBS. To see what they would be doing to fill time.
Sure.
And it was Jim Nance filling time with the other guys. I'll tell you about it.
Looking resplendent.
In a second. My wife, I guess I should apologize to her to start today's show. I really should. I don't even know if she's listening or not. Well, here's the thing. She loves me. And who can blame her? Come on. Look at me.
I can't blame her.
Look at me. Listen to me. Spend 5 minutes in my presence. Why wouldn't she love me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's got this thing going that she likes... cuddling at night. So we cuddle at night.
Uh-huh.
And many times it doesn't lead. You know, 99.999% of the time, it doesn't lead to anything because when she starts to to cuddle me, and I'll go, hey, something's happening. She goes, oh, no, not now. I'm going to sleep now. I'm going to sleep now. You're my big teddy bear, whatever the case is. So we snuggle. This morning, and I noticed the time because I saw the clock, 5:15 a.m., and we have a king-size bed, most modern couples do. On my side of the bed, which if you're laying in the bed, is the left side. That's
I got it. Great. If you ever wear out that mattress, I got three or four in the backyard.
So the left side is mine and the right side is hers. At 5:15, I realize that I'm waking up because I'm teetering on the edge of my edge of almost being pushed off. And the reason is that my wife, in this insatiable desire to cuddle and to snuggle, what she's doing is she's smothering me and she's almost pushing me off the bed to the point where I'm now awake. It's 5:15. I'm awake, and I hear this from her.
Swap me from a king-size for a king-size bunk bed.
I hear.
Oh, dear.
So, like, she's out. And I start doing this thing where I gently try to push her back. Because understand, I'm laying... If I'm on the left side of the bed, my left shoulder is rolled over, and my right shoulder is up in the air. I'm facing
the
away...
The story doesn't end with a broken jaw, does it?
Almost. away from her. And because she's leveraged everything over to this side of the bed, she's about to push me off.
Yeah.
So what I do is I start to nudge her, and she's not moving because she's dead asleep. So finally, because I'm awake, I say...
You straight-armed her?
No, I say, hey, come on. Move! You gotta move! I got no room here! You got to move! And she didn't
Did you
move.
Say it just like that?
Just like that. I swear on my kids.
With your mouth in that position.
You move! And she couldn't see it because she had her back to me. And she still is not responding. So finally I turn around and I said, you gotta move! Look at this bed. You're giving me no room. I'm all the way over here. And I get... Excuse me for loving you.
Yeah, you can't win.
God. Ouch.
You can't win.
Dear me. That was 5:15.
Deary dear.
5:15 a.m.
Good morning.
Didn't stop me from sleeping until my normal time. Came down.
Good.
Was in a fine mood. I'm going to share with you now, and if she's listening, it'll ruin it, but too bad. Two great ways I found to work her this weekend. One way, and both of them, this is really sad, when... A married man, a grown man, a civic leader, as I am.
You are.
And a regional treasure, as we both are.
Regional and national treasure, Don.
Has to do this. When you are relegated to making fun of your wife, but doing it in a way that the only person who knows that you're giving her crap is you, and you don't have the balls to tell her that you're giving her crap, that's sad.
That's all of us.
I'll give you here's a good example.
Not all of us.
On Saturday, she's giving me the usual, you know, you got to do this, and you got to do this, and have you done this, and have you done this, and have you done this, and we've got to do this, and you know how it goes, but it's just the nonstop chatter.
Yes.
I don't tell anybody here about that.
No.
And finally, I go up, because she's talking, and I'm walking around, but I'm still hearing her everywhere. So finally, I go upstairs, and I say, all right, here's the deal. I'm going to do this, and this, and this, and then we're going to do this, and this. I go, and I salute her, and I go... Is that it, Chief? And it right over the top of her head.
Well, that's good.
So she said, yeah, everything's fine.
Because she has her eyes on the prize. She has her eyes on the task at hand. She's not paying attention to you.
So I thought, well, maybe either she didn't realize that it was like a dig, or maybe I'm going to, she thinks that I mean it.
Yeah.
You know, like Chief. So anyway,
Chief.
She's getting
ready. Yes, Chief.
And this part of the story always makes me laugh. She's getting ready to go to work on the weekend.
You love that.
Yeah, which means, you know, solitude.
That's good.
So she's leaving, and as she's going to work on Saturday, I said, all right, well, you don't worry about this house. Everything is A-okay, Chief.
Right.
And never knowing.
So she's working a lot on the weekends then.
Yeah, but my point is, I've called her Chief like 8 times.
It's not registering.
Maybe she
likes
it. Do you
think maybe it is registering and she's not giving you the satisfaction of a reaction?
No, it's not registering.
I think she likes it. I think she wants to be the Chief.
And here's another thing.
All hail.
Here's another thing that I've done. You know how when I send an email to somebody, if you know I hate you, I always write, all my best.
Right.
Or all my very best. And we've gone through the various progressions on our show of by then, by now.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye then.
Bye-bye then.
Right.
Well, what I've been doing for more than the last couple of days with my wonderful wife is...
Or your secret one, which I know.
Which is?
Goodbye.
That's the one I pulled out on her.
Yeah.
Oh.
When I get that one, I hate it. And he knows I hate it.
That's the one that I've been pulling out on her.
Goodbye.
Recently. And it's not registered.
Oh, really?
It's not registered with it.
That's the super secret one.
And
now, does that goodbye, does that mean sort of go away?
No.
Does that mean
no? I know exactly what it means.
What does it mean?
Well, I could write it down for you. I couldn't say it on the radio.
Okay.
It means F you.
I got you.
Yeah, if it's, all right.
All right.
Goodbye.
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 I'm going to practice that one.
Goodbye. Because normally, you know, when she leaves, I go, okay, I love you. Bye. Or, you know, see you.
Right.
Love you. Love you. Goodbye.
Or actually, there's a tone to it.
Yeah,
tone to it. That,
yeah.
That I remember. And the tone is goodbye.
Yeah,
that's the tone. Did you know I knew it that well?
Yeah, no, I didn't know that you did.
I
really didn't know that you did.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. So anyway, that's all I got going at home. It's just the games that I play with the Chief. Goodbye. Now listen, here's the thing that got me today, and then on to football and Mike's horse and everything
Pony.
Else we have on today's show. I went in for my yearly physical today.
No! Okay.
To see Dr. Bombay.
You're healthy?
Yeah, oh, I'm doing great. I had been in, I think, in November, and my weight is down since then. My blood pressure is down. Rob has just received word from the doctor's office.
Yes.
I have 8 weeks left to live.
Oh, no.
It'll be the best darn 8 weeks of radio that I can give you.
We will desperately try to entertain you during that time.
I'm going in, and I'm feeling good because, you know, I've been weighed, and they took the blood pressure, and everything's fine. And Dr. Bombay, not his real name, only mention that because Buzz's wife works in this doctor's office.
And there is a similarity, I think, to the Dr. Bombay from TV.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Do they have the mustache?
I'll tell him that you said that.
All right. You.
So I'm thinking everything's fine because he says, I'm going to give you the full workup. You're doing so great. You get the full workup. I'm going to give you an EKG. You've not had one of these in a couple of years. We're going to find out how you're doing. And I'm thinking... This is a piece of cake. He says, here's what I need you to do. Take off your shirt, take off your shoes, and take your socks off.
Mm-hmm.
So,
drop your pants, Mr. Babar.
No, at this point, my pants are still on. And because
your pants or your underpants?
Both.
Oh.
Because my toenail fungus is gone, I got no problem.
Completely gone?
One toe left.
But the shame is gone.
Yes. Thank you, Buzz. The shame is...
Is it a small toe?
It is, the next to small toe on
You're
the left foot.
You're still taking your medicine?
Yeah, next to small toe on the left foot.
Very good.
So I got no problem thinking, I'll take my shoes off and my socks off and my shirt, and I'm just standing there. And it's weird standing in a doctor's office wearing a pair of, like, today I have Dockers on, where you're just wearing a pair of, like, pants, but no shirt or nothing. I would be right at home in front of your house, Mike.
That's perfect.
Matter of fact.
Well, overalls with no shirt is the best way to do it.
So the doctor comes in, and he says, okay, let's see. Oh, my God. Hello, where is Ken Stevens when you need him? He's got to be laughing today.
Oh.
I had a skin tag removed from my back.
You did?
I did.
Wonderful.
At least you had it removed.
I had this thing, this round...
How did he take it off? Did he freeze it?
I think he just...
Or did he snip it?
I think he just snipped it off. He just said, turn around. You won't even feel this. Don't worry about it.
Bombay loves to snip.
So, I had one taken from my upper thigh weeks ago, and it's right up... It was almost up into into the hairline area, right in those upper thigh. You know how you got that demarcation of hair between your unit hair and then your upper leg hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was right in there. I mean, it was starting to get so big that it was starting to, you know, like I had a second unit, right?
Wow.
And so when he took it off, he brought out this thing from the dark ages that looked like a torture device. And he did what's called cauterized it.
Yes.
After he,
mm-hmm. Right.
And I still got a mark there.
Really?
Yeah.
I did it at home. I'm not kidding. I had one in the same place. I did it with nail clippers.
And what happened with that?
Healed right up. There's no mark. You can never tell it was there.
You're kidding.
It didn't explode like with a geyser of blood coming out?
I thought you're not supposed to do that. You could die.
No. That's silly.
Yeah.
When I had one under my arm, and he had almost looked like a cigar cutter.
Mm-hmm.
Then he did it and then burned it shut. So help me.
Mm-hmm. I had a doctor one time that did it with his teeth. Okay, I'm sorry. I interrupted. I apologize.
This thing was round like the end of a thumbtack, and it was raised, and it was just,
I hate skin tag.
Perfectly symmetrical in the middle of my back, and he went ahead and poked at the moles on my back. They always do that to make sure you don't got the big C.
Right.
And I'm thinking that we're done, because one of the things he had mentioned before, like, well, I'm going to give you the EKG and everything, he said, the prostate, we did that, right? And I said, yeah, we did that. A year ago, I went and got the snake run through me. He said, great. So that was before he had left and said, take your shirt off and take your shoes and socks off. So he was doing all this other stuff, and then he says, okay. And now keep in mind, I'm standing, and he's sitting in a little stool in front of me. Mm-hmm. He says, all right, let's get those pants off. And I said, what's the deal? And he said, it's medical examination. Take your pants off. All right, take my pants off. Take my underpants off. He does the thing, you know, so gay. And now he's right at eye level. His eye level is right at my genitals. And he has on his CSI gloves, but he says to me, you got a little bit of a rash right here, like where the line maybe. When you run or jog, whatever you do, do you wear sweatpants? I said, yeah. He said, you might want to think, you're getting a nasty, nasty rash. And at this point, I've lost any dignity at all, because I'm naked. I'm totally naked in front of the guy. We're talking about a rash that I have, like, along my belt line in the front. And just when I think it can't get any worse, and he goes, all right, turn around. And I said, hey, Dr. Bombay. You said we weren't going to do that. He said, right, I said we weren't going to do that. Well, I'm not going to give I'm not going to send the snake in, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to check you out. And I swear to God, Jack, there was a big, like, toothpaste-sized tube and all two initials on it. K-Y. K-Y. Let it play.
Right up there, huh?
I'm really not into this. And he made me laugh. He made me laugh out loud. In a very nervous situation, because I said,
had you prepared for that exam?
No. I knew that they were going to take blood, and that they, you know, that maybe they would do a stress test or something. I had no idea. And when he said to me,
you were okay down there, though, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't like he was going to pull out the glove, and it would look like he went, you know, looking for, you know, a wedding ring in a swamp.
No, but
right?
Here's the deal. And yes, I did wash my ass this morning.
Good. You know, we always play that tape. Did you wash your ass today?
Yeah. But, just in case.
Good for you. Wise move.
I actually did. Used a nice...
Did you wash your ass with that?
Nice sponge. So anyway, I'm bent over, and now he's still sitting on his little, no pun intended, stool.
I can never be a doctor.
And
no.
I'm leaning over like this, and I go, God, and I use the F word. I said, I freaking hate this. And he says, makes me laugh, he goes, not really great from my vantage point.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
That's pretty damn funny. I'd laugh out loud, too.
I realize I've got, you know, my ass in his face. And I started to laugh, and he said, whoa. Lean back down now. Lean back down.
Oh, boy. And, come on, squeal.
And then it was, you know, and I was like, hey.
Boy.
And I turn around, and, you know, he's peeling the glove off.
You were violent.
You know, and he says, yeah. I don't like that at all. And that was his comment. He doesn't like it.
Oh, he doesn't like doing it.
He doesn't like it.
I'm glad. I'd feel reassured if a physician said that.
Good to hear that. Yeah.
But I...
if he liked it, I'd be a little disturbed.
Yeah.
I did get a compliment.
Really? I did. At this point? After the
like
exam?
Right after that exam?
After all of that, I did get a compliment.
Well, what was that?
That, I asked one of the nurses later if it was common practice. I noticed that... there was a gigantic container of tissues next to him, and that he did not at any time wipe his finger. When he was done, he just took the glove and peeled it off and threw it away, went and washed his hands.
Inside out.
And then one of the the waitresses came in and said, oh, he didn't even have to, that's, you must be clean. He didn't even have to wipe. That, I guess, a lot of times after he'll go digging, even while he's got his CSI glove on,
he'll hit mud.
He'll
yeah.
So take that, all of you out there who have many times called me out for having less than clean. Dr. Bombay didn't even have to wipe his finger today.
That's pretty good. Man, he could have eaten a ham sandwich right away.
He sure could.
With the gloves still on.
And right away, and this is going to be my story for 2004. I'm sticking with it, so go with this.
Okay.
Right away, immediately, all of those horrific nightmares of my childhood came back.
Yeah, I'm back.
All of those repressed memories came flooding back to me.
Jesus.
No, Daddy. But no, Mommy.
Put the stick down.
No, Aunt Norma. No, Uncle Jack. Aunt Lola.
Stop.
Anyway, so that's it. That's going to the doctor.
Well, you're all physicaled out then.
Yeah.
Healthy.
Yeah, you bet.
Good.
Jesus Christ.
Good for you.
Might as well be. And incidentally,
I don't even go anymore. I'm falling apart.
If I could just, and this, we really do have to break, but an emergency shout out to what is sincerely just the most useless insurance medical plan in the world would be the one that we have at Infinity Broadcast.
The new one?
Yeah. The new one. When I went in today for the physical and I gave the woman the card, she called up a number, hung up, and said, this is no good.
Oh, you use the old card?
No.
Well, we don't have new cards.
Yeah, three new cards.
Yes,
I
didn't get them.
Cards.
And Mike, I don't have it either.
What the hell is going on?
I don't have.
Do you know that we're? Are we being boycotted here?
I don't think we're being boycotted.
I mean, no S.
I don't think we're being.
Did you get them?
I think I did. Carrie got them somehow. I don't even try to understand. But we had a lady, but she's not here anymore.
Well, anyway, all I know is that the card that I had, they said was no good.
So, yeah, what you did, you gave them the old card.
Yeah, and I said, no, I'm positive it's good, and then they said, no, it's not.
Remember we had to fill out all that crap a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah. And then, you know, who knows? Who knew? Did you know it's yeah.
And you weren't you'd be covered if you had the card.
Yeah, so anyway, hats off.
Cost half that much down on the block.
We have a big show. We just only just scratched
so to speak.
My psychotic mind. We'll be right back.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
It's a new year.
It is.
Time for ye to get a new wireless company. Switch to Singular. Take advantage of the amazing deal Singular is offering right now.
You'll be delighted with Singular's rollover minute.
Only Singular has rollover. Only Singular lets you keep your number and your unused anytime minutes.
You rolled over today, didn't you? Sign up for Family Talk, and Singular will give you 500 bonus rollover minutes to share. Add a line for $9.99 per line per month on select plans, starting at just $39.99 a month.
Nationwide long distance included. How about that?
Singular has the newest phones for the new year, like the Motorola V400. It's only $149.99. What a deal. After a $50 mail-in rebate. Got the built-in camera, picture, caller ID, voice dialing, cool ringtones, it plays all the MP3s that I love.
You care, man.
I do.
You care desperately about our kids. New year, new wireless company, new script, same number. Hey, my wife is still mad at these people. Make the switch to Singular. Call today, 1-866-SINGULAR. Log on to singular.com or visit any Singular wireless store.
I'll swap ye for it. Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular wireless store for details.
Yeah.
WJFK.
Yeah.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're not here to make fun, not here to replace. They just want to bring back some memories. Don and Mike.
All right, well, we're going to the Super Bowl. We'll be broadcasting from Houston this year, and you can go next Thursday. Let's see if I got this right. Next Thursday, we're giving away a 4-night, 5-day trip to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 38. Mm. We got something taped about this?
Actually, it's got music under it.
It's got music under it? Well, then why am I reading this? Courtesy of AOL Top Speed and AOL for Broadband. Plus, you get tickets to the game, hotel tickets to the NFL experience, full breakfast daily, hotel, airport transfer.
Listen to the Don and Mike Show for your chance to win a trip for two to Super Bowl XXXVIII.
Right.
Courtesy of AOL for broadband. With AOL top speed, making your web pages load up to two times faster. And it's only on the Don and Mike Show.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
And the Super Bowl's next weekend, right?
No, 2 weeks.
3 weeks.
Thursday. 2 weeks.
Thursday.
2 weeks. Would you stop it? So we're going. You can go. Thank you, AOL, for the trip. Yeah. And thank you very much, AOL, for paying whatever it is you had to pay so that we could say we're giving away a trip to the Super Bowl and not that we're giving away a trip to the biggest game of the year.
Yes, the Super Bowl.
Ooh. All right. So listen, this weekend, these games, I told you going into this weekend, it was the best football weekend of the year. I had no way of knowing that these games were going to be as fantastic as they were. Wow. And it only makes the withdrawal symptoms that I feel today even worse. Take the Packers out of it. What a bunch of great friggin' games.
Really, all of them were fantastic.
What a bunch of pussy coaches. What a bunch of crazy plays. What a great time to just be a man and sit on the couch and watch it. And the best game, I have to say, the whole weekend was that nutty St. Louis-Carolina game.
Right.
And the reason that game was so great was that, I guess, when they started to get into overtime, Fox ran out of commercials.
Oh, no. Field goal kicking for trainables.
Hard to believe that any TV executive or radio executive, that would never happen here, would run out of commercials.
Wow.
But they did. So if you watch that game, the whole first overtime and the second overtime, there were no commercials.
Yeah, because they're not paying for it, and unless, you know, they have a contingency. And don't they have a contingency when a game goes to overtime that the sponsors buy a certain amount of overage in case there is that situation?
Yeah, but they...
And then they ran out of that.
They flew through that.
Oh,
so
amazing.
So it's a great game, and it's St. Louis is winning, and then Carolina's winning, and St. Louis comes back, and then they're kicking field goals and missing field goals, and they're calling timeouts, and they got both of the dopey coaches in the boxes.
Oh, fantastic.
And right as they're about to kick the field goal, the one dopey coach goes, timeout, timeout, timeout. So you got to stop and wait, and now it's 8 o'clock, and I know that the Patriots game is going to be starting on CBS.
And, of course, Jim Nance has gotten us all excited about the Patriots game because we think people are going to be dying.
Right.
People will be dying in the stands due to hypothermia.
This is the funniest thing, and I'm probably the only person that watched this. In between the timeouts in the Rams-Carolina game, during the timeouts before and after the many field goals, right, I turned on CBS because I'm thinking, anybody that's watching football is watching this game that's going to go to overtime, double overtime. What are they doing on CBS? Because they're supposed to be starting the Patriots game right now. And keep in mind, it's 4 degrees. And
right.
You don't want to keep 70,000 people sitting out there. So I'm thinking maybe they're going to start the game.
Jim Nance is over on CBS giving survival information.
Now, this was so great that it was live TV, of course, 8 o'clock on CBS. Jim Nance standing there with those other guys on his show. And they were all nervously making small talk while it was obvious that they were watching TVs
right
on the other side of the room watching the Rams-Panther game,
yes,
waiting to figure out when they were going to be, when America
right
would switch from Fox to CBS.
Wow.
So while there's the timeout, I turn over to CBS and it's so loose, they know nobody's watching. They're going, well, this is a big game we have coming up today. I'm Jim Nance. And then Boomer Esiason says, do you remember in the time of the Carolina game, the guy kicks the field goal, and it's good, but it's not good, and they got to pull it back, or someone was offsides, or
Delay of game.
So he's got to re-kick it. Well, in between that timeout, I go back to CBS. And I see Jim Nance saying, well, we're really not sure exactly when we're going to be start bringing you the Patriots game tonight. And Boomer Esiason says, I can tell you, Jim, we're going to be carrying that game in just a moment because I have just seen John Fox's team defeat Mike Martz's team. I have just seen the Carolina Panthers beat the St. Louis Rams. And Nance goes, I don't know what game you're watching, Boomer, but we're all watching right here, and they didn't make the field goal.
Oh.
And then for about 30 seconds...
So Boomer was like watching it without audio, And so he probably didn't get the delay of game call, which was resulted in the field goal not being allowed.
How great is this? On the CBS television network, for 30 seconds, you had four guys who weren't saying anything.
Because they were just trying to figure out if the game indeed had been won.
No, they're watching it. But they're watching it off camera.
On another network.
Right. So it's four guys... and not saying anything.
Mouths agape.
Just watching, going,
what the hell's going on here?
Finally, they ended up, they had both games going at once for a while. They started the Patriot game about a quarter after eight.
Ah,
what a bunch of
giving people a chance to freeze.
What a great bunch of games. And the Green Bay Packers,
yeah.
I'm afraid I cursed them yesterday. I really am afraid that I cursed them.
I don't think you did.
No, I'm positive I did.
What?
First off, I took off the Bart Starr jersey before 4th and 26 because I was positive at that point.
Were you getting hockey? Is that why you took it off?
Yeah. I'm sure the game was won.
Mm.
And I had had a little bit to drink yesterday. I wasn't drunk, but I was feeling good.
Yeah.
I was feeling good when you called me, Mike, as a matter of fact.
I could tell a little bit.
So I'm.
Could you tell that I was?
Yes. So I'm feeling good, and I just walk out of the TV room and announce to anyone in particular, which would just be my wife or the dogs at this point, say, where's that David Modell's phone number? And why do you need David Modell's phone number? Because, my dear, I'm sure that the Green Bay Packers will be going to the Super Bowl. They will beat Carolina, and I will be there. I will be there. We're going to be there anyway. I'm going to be on the field because I know a guy that's, give me his phone. What's his phone number? And she says, don't call him now. And the game's not over. Don't call David Modell now. Don't call him out. And thank God that we couldn't find his phone number.
Right.
Because it was me all drunky, happy.
Can you get me on the sidelines?
It was me all happy, wearing all my stupid Lucky Packers socks and sweatpants and T-shirt and jersey and the hat from when they won the Super Bowl in New Orleans against New England. And I got everything. I got the hat that lights up and everything. And I'm so positive that this game, and then they 4th and 26, Philadelphia,
step on it.
Philadelphia makes the first down on 4th and 26, and you don't go for it on 4th and with 6 inches to go. And
that move by that coach, I felt for you there, because I was pulling for the Packers. I'd love the Cinderella story with Brett Favre this season, and man, what was he thinking?
I don't know.
4th and 6 inches.
Wow. He did that the whole game, though.
And he wussed out.
He did that the whole game. Mm-hmm. Brett Favre, I mean, did it the whole game. Really, you're just throwing it up for grabs.
Giving those Eagles a chance to go through the Packers secondary like a hot knife through.
So anyway, great games.
When Favre threw that last interception, you get the impression he might have encountered one of those prescription painkillers that he hadn't quite digested.
And he threw that balloon.
Yep.
I'm going to throw it straight up in the air.
I don't know.
I felt for you. That's why I called you last night, because I knew you were hurting, and I know you've called me after many Red Sox losses, and it sucked. I really wanted to see the Packers win, and I think that coach lost it for him. I really do.
Hold on. Here is the hotline. Hello?
Hi, Chief.
Hey, Chief. What's up?
Not much. Nothing much. I heard you talking, I was in an underground party lot, and I didn't have any service, but Buzz was right. I don't mind you calling me Chief. That's the way it should be.
All right, Chief. Particularly high-frequency telephone.
You can give me that goodbye.
Her voice is just more annoying. What, honey?
And as for your goodbye, your F-U goodbye, I don't care.
I know you don't.
Wow.
Just so long as you handle the details. You can hate your boss. A lot of people do.
All right, who handles the details? I handle the details.
As long as you know that I am your superior and you're following orders. All is right in my world.
I want to tell you, anybody listening right now, honey, I love you, but there is a... Where are you? Are you calling from a parking garage or
that
something?
That phone sounds just amazingly high-pitched.
Are you sure that's not my voice?
No, it's really not your voice.
It's tinny.
Well, let me try it like this. Is this better?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Oh, my God, that's better.
That's a lot better.
Much better.
Oh,
that's a lot better, Chief.
What were you doing? What did you do to make it sound better?
What are you doing, Chief?
I'm not using my, what we call my Charlie Burrhill.
Oh,
that thing.
Handheld thing. Right, okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. Well, we hear you're great, Chief.
All right, good. Well, as long as we have the pecking order established and you follow orders and you can call me whatever you want, behind my back, and we have no problem.
All right, Chief. Well, I called it right to you. I called it right to your face. and said it many times, you never picked up on it.
I don't care. As long as you do, as long as you do, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
As long as I do what you tell me. Mm-hmm. All right, Chief, you got that.
All right.
You got
that. Very good, Lackey. I appreciate that. I love you.
And I love you, too. But just remember, on the pecking order, I'm the big pecker.
Well, in your own mind.
Pardon?
In your mind,
you are. In your own mind.
In my own mind.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye,
all right. Goodbye. Goodbye.
There it is.
There she goes.
There it is in its purest form. Goodbye.
Chief checking in.
Yes.
So those games just blew me away.
Yeah, I knew you were upset about that.
And even with that, what you really have to say, what great, I wish we could use the F word, that's the only word, what great effing games.
I mean, wonderful matchups, and you don't see it all the time.
Only have just a cesson of a complaint. Just one cesson.
What was that?
On Saturday, don't start the games like at 1 o'clock and or what was it Saturday? It was 4 o'clock and
8:45.
That was yesterday. It was 4:45.
4:45 was the Packers game, which I didn't get.
They're doing all this junk so that it rolls over into prime time for networks.
Helps the ratings.
But you know, we've grown up with the games at 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock.
Right.
And there's nothing better than a 4 o'clock game that rolls past 60 minutes time.
Right.
That's when you know you got a good game going, when you see, you know,
sure,
coming up next, except on the West Coast, 60 minutes. Mm-hmm.
I fear the championship games will not be as good as the divisional games. I really
think so.
I just don't think you can match the games we had this weekend.
No way. Great. Really, really great. And I'm also officially absolutely out of my mind sick of those Don Cheadle ads. I love Don Cheadle. But enough of him running with Dante Hall.
How do you like Bonnie Bernstein?
And
Bonnie was just looking real good yesterday, I thought, in her little white hat.
See, that's what I didn't like, was that wool hat.
Oh, I thought it was sexy. With her beautiful, shiny hair sticking out from underneath her white hat.
It's too bad you weren't there. You could have gone up and just said, I just want to kiss you.
I want to kiss you.
I just want to kiss you.
Mind is... I'll work on my Joe Namath impression.
I just want to kiss you.
I just want to kiss you. Yeah!
But what a great weekend for football. And thank God I have a son. Thank God there's somebody in my life that can relate to this. Because during that St. Louis game, at one point, I left the room where I was watching in solitude, mm-hmm, and walked into the other room where my wife was watching Clean Sweep or you know, Discover How to Change This House or some dumb television.
Discover How to Change This House.
I just want you to know that I'm watching what I consider to be one of the best games that I've seen seriously in the last 10 years.
Right.
One that I think I'm watching really. This could be one of the longest games of all time. And she gave me a look that said, I don't give an S if you're telling me that we've just landed on Mars.
Right.
And that there's life there and that there's a Neiman Marcus there. She's just she will have she's like, that's nice.
Nothing to do with it.
Mm. Because she thinks that it's the same enthusiasm.
I was happy for Carolina until I saw the still picture of their owner at the end of the game with his thumbs up. The overfed, silver-haired, slicky boy owner giving that little, you know,
hey, yeah, we won.
What about the owner of the Eagles?
The owner.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Lurie.
See, how are you?
I'm in my box. And
very excited about the prospect of going to the Super Bowl.
I've got my cashmere jacket on, and as you can see, I've got my muffler, my scarf, and oh, that's a good play, Donovan. I'll applaud Donovan McMahon. Yes. Oh, and you always get the spot in those games where one of those owner guys is on TV, and at first they don't know it, but then somebody tells them.
Yeah.
And they look at the monitor.
Yeah.
They look at the monitor, and instead of just looking away, they look at it like, well, yeah, there. You know, they check their profile. Yes,
strike a pose.
There I am. Yeah. Vote.
I'm on TV.
TV. And look, the Eagles are winning the game.
Unbelievable. And we're going to see another championship. Yes, I could not be happier for the entire Eagles organization. Congrats.
Yeah, as much as that's what that guy sounds like, Jeffrey Lurie, I imagine that guy for Carolina, and I don't know anything about him.
Hot damn!
Yeah, that's what I said. You believe the can of whoop-ass we put on
yes,
them?
Three.
I mean to tell you something, we're going to have a pig fry tonight.
You just get it done for me, son. Just get it done for me.
Now, listen, I want to tell you, Charlotte, North Carolina,
anything you want. You want North Carolina barbecue, son? You got it.
Meanwhile, the other coach, that was a wonderful play by Donovan
McNabb. That's great. We're looking forward. Perhaps it will be Carolina or the Eagles. Who knows? We don't know.
We are making our plans for Houston.
We're very excited. We're optimistic, but of course not overconfident.
We'll be chartering the Giants, Eagles, jumbo jet. We're taking a Winnebago.
Come on now.
We're going down to Houston.
Yes, sirree. I'm down on the field. I played in a title game myself, you know.
Uh-huh. I don't know. They're all the same. You know, they're all like Dan Snyder.
They're slicky boys, all of them.
Different sizes. The one that cracks me up was towards the end of the Rams game.
Georgia.
Yeah, I saw that old painted up Georgia Frontieri down there. Really looking like a madam from the TV show Gunsmoke.
Right. That's exactly what she looks like.
She got the big, gigantic hair. She's got the Aline Cunningham face. You know that she smells like old lady.
You know she smells like rose perfume.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And she's got all of her shiny Rams jewelry on.
Yeah, and her scarf, her matching Rams colors scarf.
I wonder how come nobody busts her balls for the fact. I guarantee if it was an overtime game, and they had a shot of the Rams coach on the sidelines. She was, during the overtime period, while they were making decisions, she was standing 2 feet behind Mike Martz.
Right.
And they didn't call her on it. Now, and I hate to stand up for Snyder. Might have to get down on the floor to stand up for Snyder. Or Jerry Jones or Jeffrey Lurie, any of these guys we're talking about, if any of these guys were on the field standing a foot behind the coach during a playoff game, one of the announcers would say something, but nobody said anything.
Well, she gets the NWP award, too. That's why she's able to do that.
That is.
Not wearing panties.
My last note.
Georgia.
I don't think he's calling another football game this year. You'll have to hear him say it during basketball. But I swear to Christ, Mike will tell you, I have preached on this since the day I met Mike. Dick Enberg, the word line. If he says Peyton Manning throws the 20-yard line, I swear to Christ it's...
It's L-O-Y-N-E.
20-yard line. Line. Down to the 10-yard line.
Like a loin of beef.
Line.
Right.
How old is Enberg now?
80.
He's at the 80-yard line.
He has the world champion Howdy Doody mouth.
Yeah, he does.
Once I started watching it, it really looks like he's being operated.
Dick Enberg here. Dick Enberg here.
Line.
Dick Enberg here.
Oh, line.
Welcome to the House of Wax.
What a great weekend. What a great... And the last...
May the championship games be as exciting as the divisional games.
Not a chance. It won't get good again now until goddamn 8 months from now. Jesus Christ. Rob, get me suicide on the speed dial. I'm
suicide
serious.
Suicide prevention.
Yes, or acceleration. Either one. I'm just so terribly down that it's all over now. There's two games on Sunday. And the one game on Sunday isn't even until like 6:45.
And you don't really have a rooting interest anymore, do you? I mean,
no,
really.
I don't. I'll still watch it. You know I'll watch it. I get to root for Carolina now.
I'm going to big time root for Carolina. Absolutely. Like the underdog now.
And who was just walking by?
I have no idea who that was.
I don't either. Whoever it was must not have got the memo about not making eye contact with us.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the direct eye contact was made, and that ruins the show. We made that clear.
Immediately fire them.
That's over.
Got to do this. Mike bought a pony for his girls.
Hershey the pony.
And I know you had a weekend.
Jesus Christ.
You had a weekend.
I didn't realize that the pony, you know, when we were going to pick the pony up, the pony was like in Kentucky.
And I see that we have calls.
Could have been for as far as we drove.
We want to get to your calls. We want to hear about Mike's pony. We will have a phone scan today.
The only thing I'll tell you is a little preview to this story about the pony is I certainly didn't bite my fingernails after that trip.
We'll be right back. Be right. Did you hear that? Whoa, hold on. Hey. That thing just went. Just saying, we'll be right back.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Mike, there's a whole lot of people that want to draw the comparison between one of the all-time great Jet quarterbacks, Joe Namath, and Chad Pennington. What impresses you about Chad?
I believe everything that anyone else has watched Chad play impresses me. The same thing impresses them. He's a quality, classy quarterback that has a touch on the football. He's not a thrower, he's a passer. his mind is ahead of what the defense is. The Jets can support him. They will win the championship.
Joe, it's been a tough season for Jet fans. What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling. What we know is we can improve. Chad missed Chad Pennington, our quarterback, the first part of the season, and we struggled. We're looking to next season. We're looking to make a noise now. I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe. Okay.
Yeah!
Huge compliment.
You know
Joe Namath, part of the four-decade team. We'll see these guys at halftime.
All right. Thank you, Susie.
Joe's
just a happy guy.
Didn't he? The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Nice! The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, here we go. Regis Philbin's masseuse.
How are you?
An interview we're doing today.
Wow.
Out the front. The woman who rubs Regis's butt. The woman who...
God, make sure.
She is the manager. Anyway, she's coming up to the front. Also today we're going to be watching and listening to Joe's sex ed for trainables.
Yeah, we started with that on Friday. We're going to finish that up today.
Part two. That's what we'll get to today. And your phone scan. God, I hope we have time for that because we've not even gotten to... I'm just such a goddamn big mouth. Either you're just going to have to give me an hour every day before this show just to get all of this out, or we're going to have to expand the show. Because, Jesus, People's Choice Awards were announced, Mike, and we've not even discussed that.
The nominees?
No, the winners. They had the thing last night.
We just say congratulations to both of you.
And once again, no.
I had no idea we didn't win.
No, you cruel bastard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We didn't win.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had no idea the People's Choice.
I didn't think they did awards this one. I guess we're in. That's the first one of the season.
Right. Listen, all of that's still to come. Today is jam-packed. Mike. You bought, Mike...
A pony for the luckiest ladies in the world. The world's best part-time dad.
I love my daughters.
Bought his daughters.
I love them. God, can I just say that? I don't say it enough. You say it every day, and I should probably say it more. God, do I love my daughters.
That's great.
My daughters rock. My daughters are just very, very cool. They're good kids, and I love them, and I just wanted to say that. But do not pick up a pony... coldest day of the year.
It was 5 degrees.
When you have to take your little hands and like do things like adjust horse trailers and try to back trailers up and then move stuff out of your car. I picked the coldest day of the effing year to go get Hershey the pony. Hershey the pony, which well, my buddy Jim and I ventured out to get Hershey Saturday morning. I picked my daughters up at the ex's house, and then I drove over to meet my friend Jim, and then we drove to get the horse trailer, which he was borrowing, and it's a beautiful, beautiful horse trailer.
Oh, good.
And the problem was my hitch was not the right hitch for it. We had to get another hitch so it would be raised up, otherwise it would have been dry. It would have been sparking metal all the way down there.
Not
so we go over, and I'm moving some stuff out from one car to the other car, outside, and I'm realizing at this moment that my eyelashes are freezing to my face. Yeah. You know, that it's ridiculously cold.
Seriously.
It's beyond cold.
It
you know?
Was 5 degrees. That was the
with the wind chill factor, which was like 10 below zero.
100 so below.
I'm right. Not used to it. If you live in cold parts of the country, you're probably thinking I'm a wuss. I'm just not used to it.
That's
didn't
cold.
They say that it was probably the coldest day that we've had here in 20 years or something like that? So we go down and we get the horse trailer and we venture out on what I was told would be an hour and 15 minute ride. You know, long ride. Well, a ride that turned out to be 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Ooh,
and
just,
we're driving.
That's terrific.
And we're driving, and we're driving. But you know what? I'm doing a good job. I'm doing a good job with the trailer. We stop in beautiful Culpeper to have a spot of lunch before we pick up Hershey the pony. Mm-hmm. And that was when I almost got into a little trouble with the trailer because you have to remember whenever you're trailing anything, anybody that's done this will know what I'm talking about, you have to be prepared. when you're going to stop somewhere, because it's not like you're pulling your car up on the side of the street. You have to pull into an area, and you can't get yourself into a little jam like I did, where I went into this motel parking lot and realized that they said motel guests only, violators will be towed, and I realized that I'm like jackknifed in this motel parking lot, and I have to go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Trailing is difficult.
Isn't it a pain in the ass to get the wires hooked up from your car to to the trailer so that... Like the brakes?
No, that beast that I have downstairs is a trailing animal. That's a trailing machine that I have.
Got a plug,
the hitch I had was wrong, but the plug, it just zipped in, and I've got all the electronics. Okay. So when I bought the car, I knew I was going to trail a boat, so I've got it all set to go. We're all set. We have our little lunch. We finally drive into Flavanna County. I think it was a Flavanna. Flavanna.
That's
which
pretty.
Which is a strange name for a county, but I mean, there is nothing out there. There's nothing out there. My buddy Jim says...
Sounds like a black child's name.
Flavanna. Flavanna. It's a county, Don. And we went by...
Flavanna, say hello to your brother Velveeta.
Very pretty.
Flavanna. Flavanna County, Virginia is where this horse is. And my buddy Jim had been there once before to check out Hershey, to see the pony and see it was a beautiful pony. And says, okay, it's the next... At the end of the next fence. It's like, no, okay, it's not. No, it's the next one. No, it's the next one. So we finally, after three of these, I'm like, well, where is it? And we get to the farm, the horse farm, and we go out, and as we're driving, it was kind of a neat moment for the girls, because we're driving up this big, long driveway, and out there in the field, almost waiting to be taken home, is Hershey the pony. Which, and I became aware... As the car got closer, as the truck and trailer got closer to the barn, that pony is just a word. You know? I think pony, you know, kids' birthday parties, right? You know, where you just have this little thing.
Right.
Hershey's a horse.
Oh.
I don't know who gave that thing the name.
There you go.
The name of pony, but. Jim, my buddy Jim's telling me that Hershey, they'll be able to ride Hershey through their high school years. This is a full, it might be called a pony, but this is a big ass. It's the size of a Clydesdale, Rob.
Tell you about a horse.
Wow. This is a pony. It's called a pony because it's less than 12 hands, I guess, but it's right at that 12 hand mark. It's a.
Big
how
enough,
old
is it?
Big
huh?
Enough? 70.
Big enough for sex movies?
I'm talking about a pony for my kids. We can't bring a sex movie into this.
Once your kids grow out of it.
If they get tired of the pony,
once your kids
do it as a sidelight or
once
something.
Once your kids
like
grow out of it.
I could.
You know, Seabiscuit was a small horse.
You know
could
what,
it race?
The, you know what? It runs differently. It doesn't run like a horse.
It's got
a horrible limb.
It's got three legs.
This is my horse tripod.
The one thing, what I forgot to tell both of you is that the lady...
It's a hybrid.
The lady who we borrowed the trailer from was very, very nice, but also very detailed on the instructions on what to do. And the one thing she says to me to do, two things, actually. She said, remember, that animal's just got four little legs back there, and you have to make sure when you're taking your corners that you take your corners... very gently, and you don't do any sudden stops when you have the animal back there.
Because you've got
a living creature back there, and I've never done it before.
Right.
But Hershey comes down. It's a neat moment, because my daughters are standing inside the horse barn, and they lead Hershey down, and Hershey's got a great temperament, very, very calm. And we had to coax Hershey a little bit to get up into the trailer. And my buddy Jim, who knows horses, takes some hay out. And as soon as he grabs some hay from the little hay bale that we had hanging in the back of the trailer, we put that up to Hershey.
Did you ever
Hershey.
Tell Hershey if good?
I'm just waiting for the... Why don't you get
the
highway?
We're going to get on the highway. Delta, tell Hershey you're going to roll
getting on the Hershey highway.
Roll on down the highway.
So Hershey gets in the trailer, and the one thing the lady had told me after the driving bit is when we back Hershey out at the end of the day, somebody should stand on the ramp to one side so Hershey doesn't fall off the ramp. That comes later.
Can you explain to your daughters that one day Hershey will get old and then we will enjoy Hershey as a meal?
Or you will use it to glue to glue various things. My buddy Jim had a great story about the rendering, too, when a horse died and taking the horse and not knowing that apparently it's illegal. He didn't want to pop for the $1,000. Everything's $1,000. If they bury a horse, it's $1,000. They pick a horse up to take it to the rendering plant, it's $1,000.
Wow.
And he didn't want to pop for that. He wanted to do it himself. So he took his lawn tractor and dragged the horse up onto this flatbed that he had, and then drove drove it to the Red Ring plant, but stopped to get a cup of coffee first when a guy came in and said, you can't have a dead horse out on the, or a dead pony out on the flatbed, because it's illegal, apparently, it's animal cruelty to show the dead horse or something like
smells
that.
Smells bad.
So he put a bed sheet on.
Did he say the horse was sleeping?
It was
a sleepy horse.
But apparently the horse was kind of, you know, frozen with the legs up in the air.
Flies.
I digress, though.
No.
I digress.
Not like your horse, Hershey.
Hershey is, I believe...
Alive.
I believe Hershey is 12 years old.
Male or female?
How do they live?
And they live to about 30.
Wow.
I think.
Wow, that's a lot.
Now, somebody's going to call me and say, no, they live to about 8.
You buy a lot of
I'm buying a dying horse. No, Hershey's beautiful.
Your horse is on the Make-A-Wish program.
The last wish is to be my horsey. Beautiful, gorgeous, great temperament, very mellow. We get Hershey into the trailer, and it's like bam, bam, bam. Took us a long time to drive down there, but we pay for the horse. Put the horse on the trailer, and we are off. The one thing this lady has told me is once you have the animal in there, you just got to drive gently. You have to be careful, especially with a pony. They're delicate.
No problem for you.
No problem for me at all. We are 3 minutes from the farm, and I come to this intersection where I have a green light. And in front of me is, I'll never forget the face of this moron C sucking on her lollipop. Who, at speed, probably 13 feet from my car, as I'm going 45 miles an hour, runs the red light.
Ooh.
I mean, doesn't even slow down. And it was a 55-mile-an-hour road. Yeah. I'm slowing down to about 45. She cruises through there, and...
Meanwhile, now your horse is returning.
I basically, you know, it was one of those two-footer braking things. It's 3 minutes after I picked the horse up, and I put my brake through the floorboard, and I hear in the back, I hear a... like that. And I go through this intersection. We are so shaken up by this. Not take the horse out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've just really almost T-boned this lady and causing death and destruction. It would have been a horrible accident. Yeah. Everybody would have been hurt. I don't know who would have been killed. It was the closest I've ever come to a fatal accident. I could not believe that this woman... And I leaned on the horn. When I leaned on the horn...
That would have been some great publicity. But, you know, and I would never wish ill to your ill to your daughters. And then, of course, they would come through with flying colors. And not even to you.
They were buckled up. I always buckle them up.
But just imagine if you had just like gone through the windshield or something. Imagine that. We'd be the lead story today.
Well, I mean, would you want me to die or live?
No, I want you to live.
Yeah, I'd be coming in here like all scarred up and stuff like
that.
I couldn't believe it. I've never seen anything like it. I've never really seen someone completely oblivious to a red light like this, with the you know, with the oral fixation, and I'll never forget it. She had a lollipop. I leaned on the horn, steady with my hand on the horn, and she didn't even look.
Wow!
When she got through the intersection, we missed her. I missed her by 2 feet.
Gotta admire that.
And she
really does love to suck.
She loves to suck because it's all she was thinking about was sucking.
Oh, God bless.
Idiot. I mean, but you know, I got a trailer, I got kids in the car. This was one where I would have turned around and followed the person just to get it off my chest. I was so upset. We calmed down. Both Jim and myself realized we've had a near-death experience. The heart rates are going like this, and now it's time to pull over off the side of the road to go back and see if I've got horse hamburger in the back. And I go back. No, Jim got out to check. I didn't even want to look. Jim got out to check, and Hershey was absolutely no worse for wear.
Oh,
fine, didn't even fall.
Take it back. Sorry.
If he fell, and Hershey sounds like you should call it a her, that, but it's a he. It's Hershey the horse.
I wondered.
It's a male.
It's a male horse. It's a male horse. So we drive back, and you know,
where else would you?
It's a male horse. I didn't check to see how big Hershey was in that department.
Is Hershey cold at this point? Is it an enclosed trailer? Is there a blanket on Hershey?
There is. It is an enclosed trailer with the door, a side door open just a crack. The horse was as warm as can be.
Oh, good, good.
And the horse, we blanketed the horse also. The Hershey had the horse blanket on.
The brander? Brandon?
With the MSO brand?
Yeah.
Michael Sean O'Meara. Now you can't rustle my horse there, pal.
You know, we have Regis' thing. Tell us about the poop.
Okay, we get down driving the horse. The other thing the lady said, somebody should stand on the side when you're backing the horse out. I was standing on the wrong side, and Hershey's first step was a doozy. And then that got her all, got him all uptight. But we get Hershey to the field, let Hershey out in the field with a couple of mares that my friend Jim has. Mm-hmm. They're establishing territory, said, I gotta get used to this. They were kind of bullying Hershey the pony, but apparently that's standard practice. That's what horses do when they're feeling each other out. And I'm at this point, the sun's starting to go down. I'm tired. I want to go home. I've had the day of the horse, the near-death experience. I'm not happy. My buddy Jim says to me, I hear my buddy Jim go, oh, no. I said, well, what happened? He said, well, I put, before I mucked out the, oh, yeah, Hershey, I think, when we jammed on the brakes, Hershey did hit the Hershey Highway because there was warm horse doo-doo all over the inside of the trailer, which, I mean, horses defecate. That's what they do.
Sure they do.
And Jim, God love him, mucked out the trailer, got all the poo, and mucked it out and took it into a big, one of those big industrial-sized garbage things. And he goes, oh, no. I said, what happened? He said, well, the one key the lady told me that on the trailer that she needed was the front one with all the equipment that she's got up in the front. It's a two-compartment trailer. She said, whatever you do, you know, don't lose that key. He said, I rested it on the little horse bar, and I think it fell off right before I started mucking the stalls.
Now,
and suddenly we both come to the conclusion that the key that we can't lose is in a pile of horse ass.
Oh, man.
And how big is the pile?
In 8-degree weather, and it's because the sun's going, getting lower, it's getting colder. I've already sent my kids into Jim's house so they can just relax. And Jim and I are by hand with our fingers.
Oh, incredible!
Sifting through. And I mean sifting through like this, when you rub your fingers together.
Right.
Sifting through.
Searching for gold.
Horse S. And I
How
wish
much?
I could say S.
How much?
Huh?
How much horse S?
All right, do you know one of those standard large size garbage pails that you wheel down to the road?
Uh-huh. Sure.
One of the ABC or something has that?
Yeah.
Full.
Wow, from a pony?
Wow. Full. No, it was just all the hay and the previous horse poop. Uh-huh. And so we're going through, a lot of it was
smorgasbord.
A lot of it was dry, but some of it was, you know, it was steaming.
Yeah.
Because it was so cold out. And we get down to the bottom, and then we dump the last part out, and we're sifting on the ground through it, and it is,
Dude,
the key is nowhere to be found.
So you did not find the key.
And I haven't talked to Jim since, so I don't know if he found. He said he was going to bring the horse poop into his house and watch the games and, like, put it on his coffee table.
How much did you get on yourself?
I my hands were covered with it.
Well, what about like your pants?
I was wearing a yellow, you know, my L.L. Bean coat, my parka that I was wearing?
Covered in
that orange one. Yeah. Had this like lovely little green hue to it.
That's good.
Because it was just, we just went through the horse poo. But Hershey, by the time I left, was doing fine out in the field and
found
seemed
no
to be.
Key?
Huh?
You found no key?
No key.
Did you find anything?
No. Yeah, I found some corn.
License
and
plate.
And some peanuts.
Corn and peanuts.
This was no boating accident.
Do your daughters like the horse?
The problem is, it was 8 degrees, and they can't get on her yet and ride her. It was
right.
Too cold. It was too cold to do anything outside. It was so cold that I don't think it's dawned on them that you know that this is going to be their horse. But you know, their mom has two saddles that are going to be going over to Jim's house, and I think they're going to be able to get a lot of pleasure out of riding this horse for a very, very long time. And I'm glad that Hershey is now part of the family. And I'm also even more glad that Hershey lives at my friend Jim's house.
Just think about this. The horse ever really becomes a problem, you varnish it.
Right.
And you put a pole through it.
Yeah.
And you got a real merry-go-round.
You got a real live merry-go-round. And just drill some wheels into its hooves.
Sure.
And then I can just pull it around by a rope.
You were miserable when I spoke to you.
I wasn't
weekend.
Happy. I wasn't happy about the near-death experience by that sea that almost.
It wasn't
killed.
That you were talking. You were talking about just describing, just going through, sifting through.
Sifting through with my bare hands, which is the only way you can.
Pounds and pounds.
Pounds and pounds of horse S. And not finding the key. Not finding the you know, the prize in our little fecal Cracker Jack box, unfortunately. But the horse seems very happy.
Outstanding.
You know? And the two mares seem to be now taking care of it, and they're one big happy family. And I think that you'll have future stories from me, because one of the things I'm going to do now is I'm going to start writing.
Okay, two words.
So it's something I can do with my daughters.
Two words for you.
Yes.
Christopher Reeve. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, I just called two disc jockeys in Washington, D.C., Don and Mike, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, and it is snowing like crazy in Washington. That means it usually comes up the coast to us.
They're saying by tomorrow.
Well, it looked like snow today, and I said, you know, I better check the weather. So I checked the weather, and the guy said, cold and cloudy.
Listen to the Don and Mike Show for your chance to win a trip for two to Super Bowl XXXVIII, courtesy of AOL for broadband, with AOL top speed making your web pages load up to 2 times faster. And it's only on the Don and Mike Show.
See, the thing is, Regis Philbin talks about us, but then he goes on and talks about something else, so you just have to, like, pot it down.
What's the point?
Yeah, I mean, he just rambles on. Yeah. Right, who cares? Hey, sing our name.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
Please, no back talk. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, everybody. Here we go. Rub-a-dub, Regis. From the Enquirer. Man, Robbie, how long have we been saving this for? Does this have a date on it?
It probably does, not at the bottom somewhere.
Well,
sometimes, date?
A few months.
It was since American Idol, because the story on the back is Clay feared show was rigged.
Ah,
so that'd give you a time date on this.
Wow.
Rob and I have been holding on to this. It's Regis Philbin getting a massage. And it's from the Enquirer. And lots of pictures of Regis.
Regis with his shirt off.
With his shirt off.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the greatest one, because you can see the crack of Regis' ass.
Right, yeah.
And now...
Oh, my.
And now, Mike, as we... we need some music for this.
How are you?
I got some music.
Now the front.
Mike, as we continue, spotlight on the stars and the masseuses behind them. Today, it's Regis Philbin.
Wonderful.
Johnny, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee.
And what must it be like to touch the flesh of Regis Philbin? Well, let's find out by talking to Susan Simonelli. Am I pronouncing that right, Susan?
Yes, you are.
Susan Simonelli.
Susan Simonelli.
Her website, incidentally, you want me to give this out, Susan?
Sure.
Susan Simonelli.
Susan Simonelli.
.com.
Simonelli.
.com. And she runs a spa.
Thank you for coming on the show, Susan Simonelli.
Thank you.
New York. Golly, what was it like? I know you didn't actually have the pleasure of touching Regis.
Yes, I do all the time.
Oh, you've had done massages for Regis.
He's a client of mine. I do his facials and reflexology.
Oh, wow.
And one of my masseuses does his massage.
And how, as a client, how is Regis to be?
He's one of the most pleasant people I've ever met in my life.
Is he a good tipper?
No comment.
No comment. Now, when you give celebrity massages,
right?
Are they generally in the nude or with a towel?
They're always dressed professionally. They're draped professionally, so it's one thing has nothing to do with another.
The picture that we see in the is that the Enquirer that we have?
Yes.
The picture. The picture we see in the Enquirer. It appears that it doesn't appear. The fact is that Regis is under a towel, naked. And right. that's the way he normally is when he gets his massage.
Well, that's the way people get massaged.
Sure.
The oil has to touch your skin.
Right. Well, here's the story that Regis Philbin told the Enquirer. Now, this is a quote. His left buttock was killing him. He had gone bowling,
mm-hmm.
and his buttocks bothered him. And then he talked to Gregory, who worked out the kinks at the Susan Simonelli Day Spa in New York. Regis went bowling, and his left buttock really, really hurt.
Is that true, Susan? Is what we read in the Enquirer, is that
yes.
a true story?
Yes.
So Regis had a tough time with his buttock.
Well, it's a muscle. So
right.
you can
yeah, the
call
glutes.
It a buttock, or you can call it a glute. It's a muscle.
So somebody was...
A large muscle. Yeah.
Somebody was wailing away on Regis's glutes then, right?
Well, it's part of a body massage, so it's
of course.
One of the muscles that gets worked.
Hmm. Now, do you do Regis's facials?
Yes.
Does he have regular facials?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought Michael Gelman did Regis's facials.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Well, maybe.
Maybe. When you've got Regis on the table, and you're doing his neck and his shoulders, and what's the polite way to put this, man? When you roll Regis over... does Regis ever have
I'm sure it is.
A natural reaction?
We've talked to masseuses before, and occasionally, and
you know, with a man, it's a
you know,
normal.
I don't like the tone that this show is taking, so I decline to go any further.
Honey, I bet you couldn't. Ma'am, could I just tell you, please? I'm sorry.
Either clean it up or get me off.
Honey, it's impossible. You couldn't give a dead guy a boner. Honey, we're just having some fun here. Hello?
Hello.
I think she's gone.
Another friend made. Seems to be the theme in 2004, doesn't it?
Don't
we seem to have a problem.
This is
when we have Rob call her to see how it went.
He doesn't want to do that.
No.
He doesn't want to do that.
Say, no, I don't blame you, Rob.
I invite everyone to visit her website. Mind firm.
Wow.
Simonelli.com.
You're just asking if Regis got wood.
Yeah, it happens.
Hey, I'm real sorry. Look what happened to this towel.
God, you're cute.
God, you're cute.
I just want to
kiss you.
Come into my tent. So, gosh, you know, what are you going to do? Rub it up.
That didn't even get out of the garage there.
No,
that's
she
unfortunate.
Didn't.
Now, what I'd like you to do is roll me over slowly.
What about him? What's Regis's deal that he would allow these pictures to be taken?
Oh, he likes it.
He loves being. He'd be naked if he could.
He's very proud of his 75-year-old body.
He's an older Kelsey Grammer, right?
Yeah, he likes having his shirt off. He likes showing himself off.
Jesus.
I am so horny for you. Now listen, roll me over, but you're going to have quite a surprise.
You know, and I was, no pun intended, I was lowballing it with that woman.
I know.
To work up to, you know.
Well, you know, when we
Regis's manhood, and if Regis ever cut a fart.
We, you know, we asked the tipping question. I knew it wasn't going to go well. And
no comment.
Mm-hmm. No comment. Okay.
I don't want to talk about it. Well, he's an Effie tipper.
Well, we did have Regis's masseuse on the show.
Yeah.
So there.
Hey, careful now. Careful with Regis's kickstand. Yeah. Prop me up on my side. I won't fall over.
She absolutely. It was a probably. She did not get Michael Gelman giving Regis facials.
No, thank God.
No.
She did not get
a full facial from Michael Gelman.
Mike, I can't believe you. You are like most of America, unaware that the People's Choice Awards were on last night.
I am so embarrassed that I completely missed the People's Choice Awards.
Here's the best thing about the People's Choice Awards.
Another pleat in our cape.
The best thing is that you don't even have to do anything to win an award. You know who the favorite movie star is? Mel Gibson. What movie has Mel Gibson made in the last year?
Well, I guess you don't have to make the movie. You just have to be popular. Right? It's a popularity contest.
Right. Right. So here you go.
What it really means is who's popular, like my kickstand.
your favorite motion picture was Lord of the Rings. The regular one. Comedy was Bruce Almighty. Then you have Mel Gibson was your movie star. Julia Roberts was your movie actress.
There you go. God, I'll let her need my buttocks.
TV show is CSI. The other TV show is Friends. Then funny people on TV, Jennifer Aniston, Ray Romano, Oprah. Right here, this is where you know that something is just gone haywire.
Yeah.
Something stinks on this. The People's Choice Awards were on CBS.
Right.
If you wanted to vote for the People's Choice Awards, you went to CBS.com.
Oh, that's right. It's a big CBS deal.
Well, now listen. Who in their right mind would say the best new series of the TV year was 2 and a Half Men with Charlie Sheen and John Cryer? I've not even seen the show,
no,
but I know
it's pretty funny.
Sucks.
No, it's pretty funny.
No,
actually.
No, Buzz. It
I would
sucks.
Say that. I would say that.
It sucks.
I would vote for it.
And I do believe they were the hosts last night.
Oh, really?
Really?
Coincidence?
Charlie Sheen and John Cryer?
Yeah.
Shocker.
Grant. Was Leah there?
I didn't watch it. I don't know.
That's popularity.
Wow. And your favorite all-time man, your favorite.
She won Best Restaurateur.
Your favorite.
For Vivian.
Your favorite is, what's his name? Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, again, was Tom Hanks there to accept his award? Isn't this the one that they really stiff?
I didn't watch it, but I think.
Or this is the one where they give him the advance notice.
Right.
That they're going to win an award, so that's why they get him there.
That's the only reason Mel Gibson was there, because Mel Gibson knew that.
Ah. Did you see Larry David last night, by any chance?
I did, and I thought it was much better than the first episode.
It was the Larry Davidist. It was great.
When he said, you know, I wish. These restrictions on words are ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
A big part of the Larry David Curb Your Enthusiasm last night was teats.
Yeah.
And the word teat, and when he said that the kids said, I love teats, I really laughed out loud.
Yeah.
And this was just ahead of having watched Sex in the City with my wife
Speaking of
that, almost takes all your comedy juice out of you.
Yeah. And speaking of teats, you know, I know that they're winding it up and it's the last year and everything, but do we really have to have breast cancer on Sex in the City?
No, you know.
Do we really? I mean, why do all these shows? Can I tell you something? Mike and I have been doing a show. Now, granted, it's not a situation comedy, but we've been doing what we advertise as a humorous show for 18 years. And we've never had a very special. I mean, we've only had a very special, like, when I got arrested. Or when Mike's father died.
Right.
That's when we had, like, a very special.
Over 9/11, you know.
What?
Sure.
What is it with all of this? Everything's a very special now.
It's when it seems to coincide when they run out of regular material.
Bingo! There
That's what happens.
That's right.
So on Sex in the City, it's not enough for these four broads to be walking around New York and getting laid and having fabulous adventures. Now we've got to have...
Fabulous adventures.
We've got to have boob cancer.
Yeah. They're going for awards. I think they do that to win honors like Peabody's and those kinds of
And I think they do it really when they've tapped out the comedy vein. I think that's exactly why they do it.
Let's see.
But I tell you, nobody's talking about the show that I think is going to be the smash hit of the season.
Which is what?
That's the Big Fat Fiancé.
I know, you're all rolling your eyes.
No,
I guess I'm the only
one.
I'm on an island there, aren't I?
She stands alone.
It's just so many reality shows. The premise is pretty good, but I'm just so realityed out.
I love the guy. I do. I mean, I just looked at the guy, and I just love the guy. I hope it's good.
Yeah. You know who I love, and I'm not afraid to say this, is Scarecrow here, Clay Aiken.
Yes.
Invincible.
Who doesn't like Clay Aiken, Don?
Isn't he invincible? Clay Aiken returned to his alma mater, wherever it is, somewhere down in Charlotte or something like
it's
that.
It's just so nice to be back here.
Anyway, he...
I'm so happy for you.
He returned, and God, enough of the American Idol stuff, too. Yeah. All during the football game.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that it's going to be... We're all going to get caught up in it like we do every time, but it's... The premiere is so big, it's got to be on three nights!
Yeah, really.
Does it really?
No.
Does it really? And do we really... As a nation now of television watchers, have we had enough of Simon and his black T-shirt going, you're horrible. If we let you on, we'd have to cancel the show.
You know, there are a lot of these things like Survivor where I would tell you it's tapped out. But, man, no, not American Idol. I will sit there. I will watch these people audition for Simon. The worse, the better it is for me.
Right.
All right, so here's...
Right after I watch my Big, Fat, Obnoxious Fiancé.
Here's about Clay Aiken. He presented a $20,000 donation to his alma mater and performed his hit single during halftime at the basketball game.
He's a little Jim Neighbors-ish, and I'm not saying for his... And I don't mean that for the fagginess factor, but the fact that...
He talks in that kind of way like this,
and then sings like that.
I think he's like Barry Manhole-ish when he sings.
But the voice, he has that kind of, thank you.
So he wore jeans and a green number 49 Charlotte basketball jersey with the name Aiken on the back, performed his hit song, and let's see, $20,000. He told the crowd of almost 10,000 people, it's great, and thank you very much. I'm glad to give this money back to my alma mater. What he didn't mention was that the $20,000, he didn't give to them.
No.
You see, his appearance fee is $20,000, and private sponsors, corporate sponsors, gave him $20,000, and then he gave the $20,000 to the high school. So it's not like he took it to... He just went up
he
there...
He performed for free.
And 20 grand?
Mm-hmm.
Please! Kiss my left one.
Got to make it while he can.
Guess Jesus so. Christ, 20 grand for Clay Aiken. Mike, here you go.
I'd say he's worth it.
Chinese people. Now... Rob, I don't want a word. I don't want a word from you about this story. Okay. I don't want a word from you about any traits that these Chinese people might share with anybody else. But I got the Chinaman story of the day.
Really?
Yeah. Chinese couple. From, and who the hell? I'll spell it to you. Here's their town.
All right. Okay.
Chong. Chongqing. Chong.
Chongqing.
Q-I-N-G.
Yeah. Chongqing?
Chongqing.
Chongqing.
Chongqing. Anyway.
That's really kind of stereotypical right there, isn't it? Chongqing. I love their noodles.
From Chongqing, China. A Chinese couple was caught over the weekend trying to use the concept of two for the price of one. Here's the deal. They have identical twin sons. what the pants do. Now, I'm not making this up.
Okay.
The pants sign the boy up. The boys, I should say, sign boys up.
Right.
For primary school, private school. But they only have money for one boy to go.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they send the boys to the same school on alternate days, and both boys pretend to be one.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
To cut down tuition costs.
That's, you know, there's a lot of poverty in China.
Now, you may ask.
Very innovative,
yes.
It's ancient Chinese secret.
How'd they get discovered, Joe?
I don't know, but it took the teachers 6 months.
Wow.
That you had these kids like Johnny and Billy, and I guess the name was...
I guess it'd be tough when you say, you know, hey, yesterday in class you made a good point. Would you like to make that point again?
I don't know, yeah. but these are just primary school kids. They're little kids,
right.
But, you know, you gotta save, Mike. So
yes.
Two that look the same, send one in and let the other one go on the other day.
Wow. Well, yeah, it's kind of a half-baked scheme.
Mike, hold on a second. Jesus Christ. Oh, who's got America's favorite smile? Once again, you and I,
mm-hmm.
Not on the list.
Jack Palance?
No.
I saw this. Yeah, the only reason I bring that up is...
He's got the chickpeatiest teeth.
It's all over cable. The crappy one with John Lovitz, the sequel, I guess, to
City Slickers.
City Slickers,
yeah.
Where Jack Palance just looks like, really, those kernels of corn are going to fall out of his mouth.
No, America's favorite smile belongs to...
Ernest Borgnine?
No. No, Mike, no. A very famous celebrity. Earl Forsey.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Earl. That's a joke.
There you go.
That's a joke. Who am I to laugh at another man's dental problems? No, it's Halle Berry.
Really?
Yeah, she's got a beautiful smile.
Halle Berry.
She's got a beautiful everything.
And finally, hold on. I got a couple of things. Marlon Brando's losing weight, Mike.
Yeah.
He had weighed over 350, but he's lost 34 pounds.
You got a problem with
Buzz,
that?
You tell me if you believe this
okay.
or not. Mm-hmm. Britney Spears says she has recently discovered hookahs.
Yeah, I believe that.
Do you she says... Now,
the pipe?
Right.
Yes, right.
She says, Waterfall. Quote, Britney Spears, now, I didn't even know there was such a thing as a hookah until 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like weed, is it?
Well, you know, and I think that's that big-eared
now,
boyfriend of hers that's yeah. getting her into that,
now,
probably.
Come on.
A Louisiana boy.
And listen,
Jason Alexander.
Last uh-huh. thing, because we're running way too late here.
I'm losing weight.
I just wanted to tell you, hold on. We love these stories. Before I get to the story about the lady giving birth, first, we're going to the Super Bowl,
yeah.
and we're giving away a trip to the Super Bowl, courtesy of AOL for broadband.
Wow.
I already played it, Rob. No need to hear it again. I know we've got it. We've done some pre-work on it.
Listen to the Don and Mike
yeah,
show
yeah.
for your chance to win a trip for two to Super Bowl XXXVIII.
Right, so we're going, and we're giving away a trip. If you're lucky enough to go to the Super Bowl, how will you know this year that your ticket is the real thing? Because you know they always put a hologram on it,
right?
Or they number them somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. This year, the official Super Bowl tickets will have a special magnetic field on them that will allow them to glow in the dark.
Yeah!
Cool.
So,
Texas style.
If you buy a Super Bowl ticket and hold it under a light and then go into a room and it does not glow,
yes,
you have been punked.
You are done.
So that's how you know.
That'll come in handy if you lose it in a pile of horse manure.
Yeah, if your ticket.
Yeah, we would have found those keys we had that.
If your ticket, you know.
Our beeper would have been nice.
It's yeah. real. And then right here, Everett, Washington, that's by Seattle. And we're on like at 3 a.m. in Seattle. So here's the story for Seattle. There's a jail there in. Boy, and I hate when DJs screw up these towns. So I'll just say the jail in Everett, Washington, had a lady, Elena Hood, 43. She got busted for drunk driving.
Mm-hmm.
So she's in jail. She's been in jail halfway through her one-year sentence. She's been in jail almost 6 months.
Wow.
She had not told any guards or officials at the jail that she was pregnant.
Ooh.
She doesn't really even know for sure that she was pregnant,
oh dear.
But she found out She found out at 11:15 p.m. when she squeezed the baby out.
Wow.
That's always a great story.
Man, oh, man.
When they don't know they're pregnant. And they don't know if she knew or not. Do they know if she knew or not?
It's known that she did not disclose it. And so one would think, with prenatal care, had she known.
Excuse me, could you come down to my cell, please?
But so rare. It's so rare that a pregnant woman gets picked up for DUI.
I know.
Classy lady.
It'll be fine.
My ticket is glowing.
My ticket's glowing, and I have a brand new baby.
It'll
be trainable.
My ticket is glowing.
Oh, God.
All right. And listen, a perfect segue there. Buzz.
Yes.
Trainables, also known as TARDs. We on Friday's show, we watched the first part of a 1975 like high school circa classroom type film.
Yeah, it's classroom films.
Sex ed for trainables.
Where they're explaining to you how to teach sex ed to trainables.
And Joe's got this thing.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
And we've got it, and I want to watch it again.
And if we've got it, you've got it.
We've not gotten through the first half of it. So let's break everybody, and we'll get the DVD thing going here. We'll get the 8mm, the 16mm. Get some popcorn because we'll be watching the second half of Joe's sex ed. It's not Joe's. It's the ABCs of sex education.
It's wonderful.
For trainables.
And it's educational, too.
Oh, yeah. For trainables. We'll do that coming up straight ahead here.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's just a job, really. You know, something to keep me moving. My real passion is my hobby.
Really? What's that?
I work with retards.
Isn't that a little politically incorrect?
No. The hell with that. No one's going to tell me who I can and can't work with, right?
No, I mean...
We got this one kid, Mongo. He's got a forehead like a drive-in movie theater, but he's a good so we don't bust his chops too much. So one day, Mongo gets out of his cage.
But they keep him in a cage?
Well, it's just an enclosure.
No, but they keep him confined.
Right, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, that's what I said. So I went out and I got him a leash.
A leash?
Yeah, one of those ones you can hook onto the clothesline, and he can run back and forth, and there's plenty of room for him to dig and play. That kid is really, he's really blossomed.
The Don and Mike Show.
A lifestyle-oriented program. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, that would fade it in so slowly.
Slowly.
Listen, you know, we've not taken a phone call yet on today's show. We arrange things. We'll do a rotating random phone scan before we get the buzz of the news.
I'd love to hear what people have to say.
That is a DJ promise. But now it's all about being trainable. It's all about being a retard.
Joe.
Let's welcome our retard expert and also host of the very popular Joe Show on the Don and Mike Show. Here is the world's oldest phone screener, Joe Ardinger. Hi, Joe.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Otto.
I hate to sound like my dad, but any ETA on that next haircut, Joe?
I don't know. Sometime soon, I suppose.
I like that. You like having your hair long.
So the estimated time of arrival, will it be before or after the Super Bowl?
Probably before.
Which Super Bowl?
Ah,
you know what? I'd like to see him with Ryan Seacrest's hair.
You want him to get highlights?
I would like to see him really get dolled up.
Hey, Joe, would you be willing to do a real do?
I mean, have it really styled?
Sure.
Would you leave it in, like, the hands of a stylist?
Sure, I used to have a stylist that did it for free. Now she charges me, so I don't get it cut as often.
Would you get your hair done like Ryan Seacrest, who has just the dreamiest, hottest hairstyle?
Sure, why not?
Can we get somebody to do that? We, you know, there's always somebody that wants to do that, right?
It's got to be set up. It's got to be queer, because everything's queer now.
Mm-hmm. Can we get you a queer haircut?
Yeah, queer's in. Yeah.
All right, good. Good. Because you got a great canvas with that big mop right now. They can do a million things to it.
That's the thing. That's why I grow it out sometimes, because I still can.
Okay,
but
there you go.
You are not only the world's oldest phone screener.
That was a dig at me.
Was that a dig at you, Rob?
You are not only queer-friendly, but you're also tard-friendly. And you've stumbled upon this gem from the mid-70s, the ABCs of sex education for trainables. Let's roll this thing and see where we stand. Turn this on. How do we turn it on?
I'm putting the disc in now.
Ah. Now. with
the. And then it's going to tell you what to do.
Oh, right. See, I got to turn it on.
Do it right now.
Here we go. Here's the. Now, we watched the first part of this on Friday. It's good enough to listen to. You don't have to see it.
Here's the intro.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, Tards.
Check the focus of your projector lens.
I love this.
This test pen should appear sharp and clear in the center as well as corners of the screen.
Look at Regis Philbin.
Adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
The room.
Everybody's got that.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep. These should happen at the same time.
Yeah, we're all set.
Okay.
We're in focus.
We're focused.
Films index.
Everything seems to be fine.
Now, Joe has these films from the 70s, including LSD, marijuana, heroin.
LSD, insight or insanity.
Amphetamines. Here's...
Can we go like 10 minutes in before?
Yeah, about 10 minutes in.
Here's the thing about trainables.
Uh-huh.
It's a sex ed guide for trainables, and it's very explicit, so we may have to dump out parts of this. We wanted to just... listen to it live on the air rather than hear it and beep out stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay,
just
now.
Just after the kid woke up sticky. You're right.
That's right.
That's worth
another visit, though.
This tard had a wet dream.
Last time.
Okay, roll it, Robbie. Just hit play. Here we go. We'll pick it up.
Yeah, you must be about.
That guy looking at me after that.
All right.
He can cure it.
Yeah, the doctor looks like a tard. So now we're seeing...
That's the tampon one.
Oh, remember that? I forgot about that from Friday.
I was actually told over the weekend that's not just a tampon, it's a feminine napkin.
A feminine napkin, huh?
Steps through the method of pantomime enables the girl to know whom to tell and how to care for herself when her period begins.
Hey, Frank. How come you haven't gotten up yet?
I'm wet and sticky.
Oh. When did that happen? Did it happen during the night? Or did it just happen now? Do you know?
Yeah.
You know, how old are you now? You must be about...
30.
And then it just kind of fades out. It
trails off.
And now we're just seeing... The old guy
is talking to the guy.
Sitting on the other old guy on his couch.
Mm-hmm.
On a
discrimination.
Right.
The
right.
boy is not frightened. And there is no reason for him to feel guilty.
Bad tard.
I'm sure you understand now what happened. And this is probably going to happen quite a few times.
He's
more.
He's going to need some training.
To everybody else, and it's quite normal, right? I think the best thing we can do.
Can somebody give the retarded guy a comb? Look how bad his hair is.
Okay.
And now we're just about to see it.
Ah!
I've come to a very important section. One that everyone dreads.
Dread.
Or is embarrassed by.
I.
Or tries to avoid completely.
How are you?
The simple mechanics of reproduction.
Okay.
Or sex. Or screwing.
Screwing.
Or whatever you
want
to call
it. That's the best part.
It.
Oh, we missed that.
Effing.
And the lady's lying down. Sandy?
Yes,
ma'am? Is the lady lying down on her back?
Yes.
Okay. And the man's lying down on top of her.
Let's pause it for a second just to set this scene.
Okay.
For our listeners, for our wonderful listeners,
mm-hmm.
who have got to get their hands on a copy of this movie.
Yeah.
it's a woman, some kind of instructor, who's sitting Indian style, and next to her on either side are two young...
Trainables. Mm-hmm. And they're getting lectured on, I believe, reproduction.
And the woman has drawings. Everything's done with drawings.
Yeah, they're doing it with drawings.
She has a big drawing of a naked guy
mm-hmm.
laying on his back.
Right.
Hmm. And now,
back to the video.
Back to the million-dollar movie.
Sex. Yeah, right? And sex is a way that a man and woman... And that's when the man puts his...
Turn this down a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Okay? You see? That's what he's doing. He's putting the penis in.
Yeah, what she's doing is she's making the okay sign.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's doing the finger thing.
Moralization.
Mm-hmm.
If the retardate can understand sexual intercourse,
Future sessions could include related responsibilities,
God,
such as appropriate times and places.
This guy's got some vicious skin, doesn't he?
He does.
Many people believe that important elements of sex education
are my cigarettes?
And responsibility.
Look at his gigantic tie.
Social
acceptability. That's early 70s, isn't it?
He's like right out of Kojak.
With one's own sexuality.
1975.
All right, now, here's, is this a boy or a girl? Looks like a
Ricky. No, he's doing something.
It's a young man working his man, I think.
Right, I believe that's
his blanket, son.
Make love, not war, it says on his door.
That's an old... Now the door's going to open.
Uh-oh.
Counselor's here.
Excuse me, Ricky. Ricky, I did see what you were doing. It felt good, didn't it? It's all right. We all have feelings like this sometimes.
Go ahead.
I'm just glad you're doing this in the privacy of your own room.
Used to be.
When you're a little bit older, we'll have to talk more about these feelings and what causes them and how we can control these feelings. I'm sorry I intruded on your privacy.
Mom.
I'll be sure to knock next time. Okay?
Ricky. Next time, let mommy help.
Oh, God.
This manner of response frees the
Ricky
child.
Look on his face like he's going to kill mom.
Yes, like, get out.
It opens communication between parent and child and introduces the concept of responsibility for his behavior.
He's got the bad 1970s Sean Cassidy haircut.
Didn't we all have that hair at one point?
Now it's a bunch of trainables sitting at a table.
Coloring done.
What do you mean?
And there's some of the same people that have been in the movie before. I'm good.
That's nice. You really use nice colors. Uh-huh. And what are you making?
Oh,
can you tell me what you're making?
One, two.
Oh, that's nice. Hey,
what's going on under the table?
Nice picture.
Mm-hmm. Let's eavesdrop at this meeting of the Infinity Broadcasting Board of Directors.
What are you doing? Okay, well, you stop and finish your picture, okay?
Oh, the kid.
Oh, well, wait, no, I think this lady was doing a little diddling.
Yep.
Yes,
yeah. She was supposed to be drawing a picture, and she was playing with herself.
Picturing up? Art contest?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The lady took her hand.
Took her hand and moved it back to the table.
You want to make another one?
If a trainable does others, she is removed from the group. This is repeated as many times as necessary until she realizes this is not acceptable social behavior.
These crayons smell.
Depends on the group.
We need special help.
Well, here we are going out to lunch. What are you going to have for lunch, Jeff?
Some snot soup.
This is a date
reenactment. Oh, this is a date reenactment?
Is another method used to teach trainable social skills. Here, two people are learning how to greet each other. The same method can be used to train them how to give and take affection appropriately.
Since Phil is alone, you want to invite him to have lunch with us? Mm-hmm. You do? Okay. Why don't you come along with us and have some lunch?
Okay.
Shouldn't the main message here be, don't let them reproduce?
Oh, stop it.
God. What? Just speaking the truth.
How
are
you doing?
I'm Susan.
What have you been doing yourself?
Working, you're fine.
What are you doing, fine?
They are so 1970s retarded.
The hair is worth the movie.
For lunch.
Oh.
Are you coming?
I'm going to lunch too.
You want
to join me? No, thank you.
Maybe.
Yeah,
thank you.
They're talking about going on a date.
Yeah, and then she just turned him down and he said another time maybe.
Sex education.
Oh dear, we're at the urinal.
Urinals.
Instructing them how to recognize and avoid sexual
education. Oh, no.
Someone's touching this guy while he's going number one. Touching
that's not good.
Characteristics of trust, lack of judgment, and desire for affection.
All right, pause it, Rob.
These individuals must be...
Here's the scenario.
Yeah, you got to paint the picture here.
You've got the trainable standing at a urinal.
Right.
There's another guy at the urinal.
The back, rubbing the back of the other guy. Well, I'm not sure whether he's a trainable or not.
No, the guy in the middle, I believe,
the trainable.
Would be the perv.
No, I think this is the trainable.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, they're teaching them now what to do if you're in public and if some perv, if you're some pervs.
Okay, all right, now I understand.
Here we go.
trained and exposed to well-supervised social situations in order to relate to both sexes.
Right.
It's disturbing.
Now the one guy's just looking at the other guy. He's running away.
Now he's running away.
Oh, now we're down.
You have an adult bookstore, it looks
like. Peep shows. Magazines, movies, Jack.
This guy is working himself in front of a Times
Square.
Oh, Joe, you're right.
Man.
You're right. The guy's getting his jerk on in front of one of these Times Square places.
Wow.
And here come the police.
The police just took he was out of quarters.
He was standing on the street. Hold on, it's the priest.
Or sexual morality to a trainable. If you don't teach them,
it's like Ron Jeremy.
Trouble. And they can be arrested.
It's a cop.
Teachers should not thrust their own moral values on their students.
Hey, thrust.
There are too many conflicting morals.
Where are my cigarettes?
This is the responsibility
number
of the family, if available. However, it is the teacher's duty to enlighten their students on the commonly accepted standards of sexual behavior.
Just put a sign up and said,
no one should use the body of an unwilling partner for their own pleasure.
Amen.
Unprotected and unplanned sexual intercourse is wrong. And no one need allow anyone to touch their bodies if they do not want them to.
No, he's not retarded.
They may not always succeed in reaching the trainables. We must.
Does he look like an evil man from a B movie?
And now we're getting some shots of some attractive.
Is this it, Joe? Is this the end of it?
I guess so. I can't recall.
You can tell by the whistling. Yeah, the whistling is usually the goodbye for now, trainables.
And they're going. It's that grainy 70s footage. It looks like Wonder Years. You know,
right,
the whole
movies
on the Wonder Years. And it's a lot of nodding and
smiling. I feel like I'm looking at a history of the Don and Mike interns.
And, yeah, this is it, because now we're just seeing the credits and the best of.
Well, you know, I agree with everything they said.
Planned Parenthood of Pennsylvania.
Very nice.
Well, that's it today.
Bravo!
For Joe's Movie Corner. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Now, Joe, later this week, you know, I could go. These close-ups are killing me.
Ricky,
these cards. I could go to this well every day.
Yeah.
But I think I'll take a day off tomorrow.
Understood. What's the next best one on the DVD there, Joe?
I don't know. Where's the credits, Rob?
Where's the bar?
I know, Joe. Insight or Insanity, LSD, is mildly amusing.
What about It's Wonderful Being a Girl?
That would be probably a good one to go
to.
Human Growth, Narcotics, It's a Pit of Despair, No for Sure. What's that one about? No for Sure.
That's about syphilis.
Oh, hey, man.
Syphilis.
We're on a ball.
Everybody knows.
Very good. Thanks, Joe.
Are all of these movies for tards?
Oh, no. I mean, these are old high school movies.
Oh, okay.
It's not like giving trainables LSD or anything.
No for Sure.
So
syphilis. Is it the same guy with the big head?
I think so. It's
excellent.
Same type of narrative. Type.
Very good.
Good. All right, Joe. Well, that'll do it for this edition of The Joe Show.
Bravo.
Yay. I expect more from a kid named
Very
Joe.
Nice. Thank you for sharing your trainables with us.
World's oldest phone screener. Every once in a while, he comes in with something great.
That was absolutely terrific.
And later this week, I think we'll look for the barbiturates, the LSD.
I'd sure like to see the LSD insight or insanity. They're
it's
all
just
good.
Me. I'm pulling for It's Wonderful to Be a Girl.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yep. I like the title.
I hope you do. Where are my cigarettes?
Here's your cigarette.
Thank you.
Did you have
the blanket?
What happened in the bathroom?
Ricky.
The man touched me.
Ricky.
It looked like he was enjoying that.
What about when the mommy walks in the room?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Ricky, I see you're doing something. Don't worry, that's perfectly normal.
We will train Ricky to get a lock on his door.
That's it with the trainables. Oh, and listen, speaking of, shout out.
Oh, there it is.
To all of our trainables, it's time for a phone scan.
Hallelujah.
And we do want to...
Hey, hold on.
Wow. You know, some of these beds... Some of these music beds have not been used in so many years.
That's right.
That they have these old tones that trip other stuff.
They will trip them accidentally. If that happens, it's important not to make yourself feel guilty.
Phone scan right now. So stop what you're doing. Unless Mom's there. How gross was that?
Oh, I saw what you were doing.
Mom, get out. And the kid, It's not like the kid that was getting his jerk on.
Just smiling at the mom.
Yeah, and looked like a younger, thinner Danny Bonaducci when Danny Bonaducci was on the Partridge Family.
Well, you know Danny Bonaducci spent all of his days doing that.
Constantly.
Trainables, time to call now. Your calls on the rotating random phone scan. But listen, we have no time for dilly-dallying, so...
No!
You got to get on the line and get on the air and come strong!
Yeah!
Come strong and come hard!
Represent!
Phone number 877-365-3636. Your calls on the rotating random phone scan. Lie straight ahead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Daniel mentioned, Daniel and I have been working nonstop. Daniel, here's what I know about Daniel. Daniel come down, he's first time I got to really know Daniel was in, to see the way Daniel, Dan and I have been working, Daniel and all that. The time Daniel called me, went real quick. Daniel, obviously, Daniel and I got that from Mr. Cook. Yes, sir, Mr. Cook.
Listen to the Don and Mike Show for your chance to win a trip for two to Super Bowl XXXVIII, courtesy of AOL for broadband, with AOL top speed making your web pages load up to 2 times faster. And it's only on the Don and Mike Show.
Joe Gibbs.
Oh,
Pat Benatar.
You've been there.
I had sex with her. I'm not kidding.
I know.
I really do.
I know. Come true in
the end. Yeah, Pat Benatar, baby.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Yeah, baby.
They will make your ovaries rock hard.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
That's what it was like that night in Indianapolis.
I'll bet.
All those many years ago. With that skinny little rocker that nobody knew.
Did you ever figure out whether you were before or after, sir?
I had to be before.
Let's just assume that.
I had to be before, sir. Here we go, 877-365-3636.
Because if you had been after, you would have been with everyone that surfed.
All right, call now. Die recklessly, you animals. Here we go. Phone scan, 877-365-3636. From Canada, call 800-636-1067. Your calls, live and unscripted. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. And that's how it goes. Hi, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Yes, hello. This is the illustrious governor of California calling in. Are these the two fat men? Is this the fat men that have been trying to contact?
Is that Jackie Mason?
I think so, yeah. And a good one.
No, this is the illustrious governor of California. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm telling you.
Some people might wonder why we cut back on some of the phone calls. I don't get it.
We'll just let this guy roll. He's just hanging there now.
I think he hung up.
I don't think so. Hey, Arnold. If you're right, he's gone.
Yeah.
And he's gone.
He just bailed.
I don't think that was really Arnold.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. I have a story about a trainable.
Really?
Yes.
Go ahead, honey.
Well, I was on an airline that does not have reserved seating. And unfortunately, due to security checks, I was the last person on the flight. When I get in, the only seat open is between this trainable and an old lady. The old lady happened to be his mom, but she wouldn't trade seats with me.
Oh dear.
Oh, God.
Oh my.
So she falls asleep halfway through the flight. Great. And once he starts checking out to see that she's asleep, he decides to pick that moment to touch himself inappropriately.
Oh, my God. You got to love those trainables. You got to.
Did you tell him we all have these feelings?
What's his name, Ricky?
You didn't make him feel guilty, did you?
No, but I did make his mother feel guilty.
Oh, God. She was like the mom in the movie, Ricky, that's okay at home.
I understand. It feels good.
Hello.
I'm going to go to sleep. I'm not switching seats, though.
Don and Mike, hello.
Funny part.
Phone scan, hello.
Don and Mike.
Right. Hi.
Hey, fellas.
Hi.
Hey, as with any Sunday of football, I enjoyed quite a few malted beverages yesterday.
Yeah.
which made today quite an S-fest. my Duke had a Body by Jake type workout all day. And I figured it would be my duty to call and inform you that I do indeed have blood in my stool.
Thank you, my friend. And hold on.
That was a good phone call.
Yes, here's an instant winner.
Yeah, right, yeah, give him a prize.
All right.
You want a DVD copy of Body by Jake's Strength Training 101.
There you go.
Fantastic.
Now available on Vivid and VHS.
Are you kidding me? That just worked out that way.
Look at
that's brilliant.
That's incredible.
Body
that's
by great. Jake DVD.
Very
Thank
good.
You, my friend. Hold on just a second. Don and Mike Show. Wow. Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Right.
I'd like to sing a song inspired by Rabé. Are you ready?
Go.
Sons of the Western Horse.
I was inspired by you, Robbie.
Hey, this is going okay. You got to come down sometime.
Oh, yeah. Don and Mike Show, phone scan. Hello.
There we go.
Hello.
They speak to her.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
How are you?
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Great.
I was going to tell you what I did yesterday.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
How you doing?
What you do yesterday?
My husband got his penis pierced yesterday.
Well, isn't that nice?
It was kind of cool. It didn't even hurt hardly.
Marcia, you don't have to call him the request.
I just
want
you guys know. It was a cool experience.
You can call on the regular line. Buzz, why didn't you tell us you had this done?
Well, I wanted to surprise you.
So your husband had his penis pierced?
Yeah, he got it done yesterday.
Where?
That PA one.
Is it through the
bottom?
The bottom?
Yeah.
And what did he have put in there?
A big ring with a ball on the end of it.
Wow. And why did he do this?
I don't know. He just wanted to try it. So.
Has he got any other piercings?
He had a tongue and he took it out and he's got a nipple piercing.
And does
it.
He have any tattoos?
He's got one tattoo.
Handsome. Yes, and now he's got three balls.
Yeah, now he's got.
Do you have anything?
Anyway,
do you
so have, that was okay.
Do you have your nether regions pierced?
No. I only have my tongue pierced.
Your tongue pierced.
Only your tongue. Yeah, look for this couple on Real Sex 30.
But no, it was a great experience. It was fun to see. It was neat.
And was there much blood?
You know, there was a lot of blood at 5 o'clock this morning when he woke up. You know, these guys had that.
It was wet and sticky.
Yeah, it got dipped this morning or whatever. Yeah, there was a lot of blood there.
Oh God.
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh, that is bad.
Didn't we have a guy do that on the show?
Yes,
I mean, there wasn't that much blood at all.
There was just a little blood.
But apparently, I guess it happens later on.
Kaboom.
Ooh,
hello,
wow.
Donna Mike, phone scan. Hello.
How are you? Come on now, Simon.
Hello.
Alan.
Yeah, there you go. Donna Mike, hello, phone
hey.
Scan.
How you guys doing?
We're doing very well, thanks.
Fine, thanks.
Hey, congratulations on your weight loss. I had a question for Mike.
Yes, sir.
Your new girlfriend.
Yes.
Did you paint her bald spot?
What'd you get?
We're gross, sir.
Donna Mike show, hello.
Yes.
She's not old enough to lose her hair yet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah,
bad caller. Pubic hair.
Not very kind.
I get jokes.
Yes.
Don and Mike, hello.
Good evening.
Hey.
How you doing?
Very well, thanks.
Good. Y'all play the drums, correct?
We both do, yeah. Don and Mike do.
We try, yeah.
All right. I'm a drummer, and I have a proposition if you'd like to fill in for a gig. I play drums for Jack
Don
Diamond.
Don would be interested. I myself would not be, but Don would be interested.
Jack Diamond for me?
He needs a drummer.
I'm only
Jack Diamond needs a drummer?
Harvey needs a drummer, apparently.
Is that what this guy just said?
Well, maybe after this phone call, but I appreciate you guys. I'm a huge fan and wanted to say that just not all of his people are tools.
No, we don't think you. Listen, maybe you're not digging what we're doing in 04, dude. Dude. But we know that a lot of our listeners are not tools. That's why we have. That's why the Don and Mike for 2004 is trainable friendly.
Yes, absolutely.
That's why,
trainable friendly, is that what that is?
Listen to this now. Guys like you, now we've got you in a pen. Now you're calling in a phone scan. We're letting you run around. You know, we're letting you do
it's
what
like
you
walking
do.
The dog.
Controlled environment.
Correct. We've got the electric fence around you.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it.
It's time for your run.
Don't worry about it.
You go for my run.
Yeah, you can dig and do whatever you want
to
do.
When I'm ready to leave, though, when y'all want to fill in for the gig?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, are you Jack Diamond's drummer?
Yes, I am Jack Diamond's drummer.
You are Jack Diamond's drummer, and he'll be looking for a drummer.
Indirectly, I was playing drums for another band, and his that band happens to be
I'll
his.
I'll sit in with Jack's band, absolutely.
You will?
Yeah.
So you work for Jack Diamond?
No, not directly for Jack Diamond. No. My band is his backup band.
Oh, I got you. What's your first name?
My name is Chris.
So Chris, I mean, when you drum, is he on stage?
Yes, absolutely.
How big a dick is he in real life?
Can I decline to answer? Can I please?
Well, I mean, he's got a reputation as being quite.
He does have a reputation, and actually, I heard you talking. I guess it was right when you got back from the break, Mike. You were saying you worked with him for about 7 years.
Oh no, not that long. Not nearly that long.
Okay,
it seemed like a decade.
He's never been cross with me, but I could definitely see how he could rub people the wrong way.
Okay,
if that's
fair.
Political and enough of an answer.
How long have you been running that daycare center?
Actually, this is my daughter. I'm babysitting while I'm talking to you guys.
And how many of those babies are? Jack.
That's funny, but actually none. Thanks. Okay. I appreciate the concern, though.
No problem.
Is it still fairly common for Jack's guitar not to be plugged in during the gig?
Oh, God, you're not supposed to say that out loud.
Yeah, well, that's the truth. All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Bye, Bert.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Trainable.
Pardon me?
I am a trainable.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for the
thanks
call.
Thanks for stepping up.
Congratulations.
Don and Mike, hello, phone scan.
Go ahead.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Have you seen my wiener?
Seems to be a theme on
Hello.
This stuff, phone scan.
Mm-hmm. Don and Mike, phone scan. Hello? There's a guy doing something. Eating something?
Touching himself inappropriately.
Doing something. Don and Mike, phone scan. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yes. This is Michael Jackson. I'm on my way to Walmart. I just heard that the boy's pants were half off. Bye.
That was some joke about Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
the boy's pants half off, something like that.
Lost in the delivery.
Hello, Don and Mike. Phone scan.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, we're doing very well.
Good. Is that guy serious about needing a drummer? Because I'm for real. I'm a drummer, and I need some work.
Yeah. Hold on, and we'll give you the number.
Very serious. Hold on, please.
All right.
I've just got the mic.
Yeah, right.
See, he can't hear us.
He can't hear what we're saying right now.
Now, he'll wise up if
is he eating?
If he listens to the radio.
Something's going on. I'm not eating.
He's not turned the radio on you. He still doesn't know we're listening to him.
He thinks he's on hold.
Think he'll get it now?
I don't know what he's doing.
All right, I'll go back to him for a second. Hey, you were holding for who?
Whoever needs a drummer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hold on. Hold on, please.
The drum guy.
Hold on, please.
I think he's on hold.
All right,
I'm just listening to this guy.
I'm just going to put him on with another line.
Does he know? Because he's doing something. Is he in a car?
Yeah.
Getting in or out. Yeah. Oh, he's turning up the radio.
All right, forget it. Fun over.
I know.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
How's it going?
Hey, very well, thanks.
I was told about a trainable myself. A friend of mine was working at a grocery store, and he went into the bathroom to get rid of some waste, if you will. And as he was in there, there was a trainable combing his hair at the sink. So he goes in, does his business, and as he comes out, he says to the guy, trying to make friendly conversation with him. Of course, he's a maintenance worker, unfortunately, a stereotype. But he says to the guy, hey, what are you up to?
Hold on, well, what's the stereotype? That a retarded guy is a janitor?
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, but...
You don't hear me arguing that.
What happened?
Okay. But,
Hi, Ben.
He's trying to be friendly with the guy, and he says, so, hey, what are you up to? And the trainable says, I'm just trying to comb my hair so I don't look retarded.
Okay.
I thought it was good.
Thank you. All right, well, the cheese stands alone. Don and Mike, hello.
Who is really the trainable in that call?
That's right. Well, Mike, the chain goes so far.
Absolutely.
It could have been him,
yep.
But then it could have been us, because we took the call
and listened with rapt attention.
But then it could be you listening to the radio, because
yep. mm-hmm.
he called and he said and we listened, but you listened.
You know what? If I'm a betting man, I'm telling you the trainables are in here.
Don and Mike, hello. Phone scan.
That's
it,
good! Yay!
Hello, this is the Don and Mike show. Hello.
Great.
Phone scan. Hi there.
Listen, I hope I'm not stealing one of Buzz's stories, but this is from CNN.com. There was a guy for 40 years living on a golf course in Florida, living and showering on this golf course for 40 years, and they finally evicted him, along with his wife, on there.
Buzz, he didn't steal that from you, right?
No, he can have it.
He can have it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations. Is he going to $1.06?
No, he just gets to keep the story.
Was he, so he's living, like, on the golf course?
Yes.
Rob Grippy style.
And he was showering in the shelters out there, along with his wife of 9 years.
Wow.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah, and he had a very low handicap, since that seems to be the theme of today's show.
Don and Mike show. Hello, phone scan.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Very well, thanks.
Good. Hey, question for Don and a warning for Mike real quick.
Okay.
Don, a question.
Yeah.
Is that your crazy DJ voice in that commercial for Connecticut podcast?
That is you.
What a compliment.
Yeah. What an incredible compliment that
is. Yeah, they are. Little secrets out of the bag right now. Rob, grab that commercial.
Ah, let me tip
this. If you wouldn't mind, I want to play this for our listeners around the country to show how little respect our audience has for me. That this guy thought that this was me.
You know, according to a national survey, 50% of you hate your job. 2002, remember? Same old job, and in 2003, same old grind. What about 2004? You know, it's time to get focused and train for a career doing something that you really love.
What's that?
The world of communications, for example, exploding now. All kinds of opportunities, radio, TV, the internet, film, all kinds of stuff. Film narrations. And a lot more, too.
That's Don.
You can be part of the fun.
Yeah.
Start by calling Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
No, that's
Don. Good work.
Yeah, that's me.
That's Don that does that.
I'm busted. You punked me.
Yeah.
Well, that's me. What was the question for Mike?
Okay, it's a warning for Mike. And I haven't heard how young your girlfriend is.
Uh-huh.
When I was 38, I dated a 19-year-old.
Yes.
And as a warning, if you're in shopping anywhere, grocery store, mall, anything, if she's got her arm around you, you got your arm around her, and she wants to buy something, give it to her. Because if you don't, she'll push you away, and she'll go, I'm telling Mommy, you're touching me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Good advice.
Cool. Hi, Don and Mike. Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Right.
12-year listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, my friend. 18-year doer.
Talker, yeah.
Mike here, 21-year trainable.
my in-laws have a beach house in Dewey Beach, also known as Doomy Beach, Delaware.
Right.
And they had rented it out to a tarred house. And they had a chaperoned beach visit where I guess they had about 3 or 4 chaperones. They brought about 10 tarred male and female in for the beach for a week. Well, we came in after them to spend a family vacation. We were
You're telling me your parents rented out a beach house to a bunch of retarded people?
Yeah, a chaperone visit.
On purpose?
Yes.
For a group home.
We get in there, and apparently they must be showing those videos that you had on earlier to this group, because there was like this industrial-sized box of condoms that we found that had the address of the tarred house on it that the chaperones brought for that week to the beach.
Okay, thank you. How did your parents get that cherry gig of renting out the beach house to the retards?
I think there was a... I don't know if it was a charity thing, but they were just trying to be...
Yeah, because I'm thinking, I can't imagine that you're driving down Coastal Highway, and you go into, like, Warfield and Glick or one of those big realtors, and you go, all right, I got a nice two-bedroom condo.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that, you know, that the renters take nice care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, listen, we do have a busload of trainables coming. Oh, sign them up.
There you go. Make sure you bring the big vat of condoms.
Hello. Don and Mike phone scan. Hello.
The Jimmy hats.
Hello there.
Hey, Don and Mike, how y'all doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Okay, I got something for Buzz.
All right.
Hey, Buzz, you there?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Buzz. No matter how well it is, keep passing the blunt around, Joe.
What? Keep passing the blunt around.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, I won't.
Long way to go for blunt. That.
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Exactly, Don.
Don and Mike.
Phone scan, hi. Hello.
Hey, I wanted to ask Don a parenting question.
A what question?
Parenting question.
Parenting question.
Yeah, I'm the perfect parent. Go.
You guys were talking a while back about how...
You don't want to know what a perfect parent I am.
You don't want
to know the weekend. I've not even told you about the weekend that I had with my kid.
Oh, really?
Listen, there reaches a time in every young man's life, and my son will be 19 in about a month.
Wow.
There reaches a time in every young man's life in his way at college when he has to make the phone call. Saying, hey, Dad, if I don't pay this fine, they're going to put me in jail for 10 days.
Wow.
You know, and it's that moment that you say,
you know, I wonder if he had gotten my genes or not. I know he looks like me. He's spontaneous like me. But he's so level-headed and so smart like his mom. It wasn't until this weekend that it all came back, and I realized, yeah, that's my sperm talking right there.
He's all grown up.
How you doing? Hi, Dad. Hey, listen. Remember that little party that I was at a while ago? Well, they sent me something in the mail that I was supposed to show up for court.
Oh, boy.
I didn't show up for court. And, Dad, listen to this. It says if I don't pay this fine within 15 days, they're going to put me in jail.
Oh, dear.
Mm. Yeah. So
it's kind of like the typical call from college to home, I need money. They grow up so fast.
Absolutely. They sure do, Buzz. And I said, well, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Say to you, because it's not a gigantic amount of money. But I'll say this for him. He's got balls that I, after we hash through this whole thing, and I say, all right, here's the deal. Of course, I don't want you to go to jail. You learned your lesson with this thing, with whatever it was, public drunkenness. A bunch of him and a bunch of
stuff.
Friends. I said, just know, I'd be glad to help you out on this. He's got some money saved for this fine. He needs a little help. I said, but then I'm going to take like half the money out of your allowance that I'm, you know, paying. And all of a sudden he goes, well, that's not cool. Why are you doing that? I said, why am I doing that? Because, hey, listen, who's the one that had the crazy night? He said, well, I had the crazy night, but I went and it's a very long, drawn-out story. My son had to go to, I guess, to some college, like, not court, but some college
board, I mean, like a board of discipline?
Student.
A disciplinary action board?
Yeah. Thank you, sir. May I have
one? Well, you know, I wouldn't know anything about
that. And at the same time, he also got a letter from the state of South Carolina, since after all, he was face down on the sidewalk.
Oh, boy.
At 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no.
He was just resting.
This was months ago. This was like, I'll be honest, it was Parents' Weekend.
Right.
When we went down to Clemson for Parents' Weekend.
That's when he had his party.
Too much excitement.
He had this party, and they had sent a thing to us saying he has to be in court on this date, and we had said to him over and over, hey, Bart, don't forget, you got to go to court. And he said, don't worry, I've got it handled.
Right.
This is a big thing to me all the time. His mantra, Dad, I've got it handled.
Beautiful.
You don't have to worry about me, Dad.
And now he's looking at the jail time if he doesn't come up with a fine.
Well, for you, it's just another commercial for the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
So anyway, yes, I'm the perfect parent. Ask.
Oh, man, I never had to make a call like that. Well, not yet anyway, I guess.
How old's your kid?
But I never had to make that call to my dad anyway.
Oh, okay.
You guys were talking a while back about how normal guys pepper their language liberally with like the F word and the S word.
Yes. Right.
And I was just wondering if your kid reached an age where you let him do that, if you just let him talk normally around you.
Here's the deal. I do about sports, and it's weird. For instance, yesterday, one of our conversations, he called me constantly during the Packers game.
Right.
He called me constantly during the game, and he would bust my balls. But then at one point, we were discussing, this is a great thing about having a son, as opposed to, maybe you could do this with a daughter, but we're talking about this, and I said, on the 4th and 26 play that Philadelphia made, that cast to Freddie Mitchell, I'm on the phone with my son, and I said, I don't believe that. And he said, who's effing calling the plays? And it was that if you want to know when it's okay, that's when it's okay, because that didn't even register on my...
And at the dinner table.
It was natural.
When you say, pass the effing butter.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know. The
meatloaf tastes like S, Dad.
I'm like the worst guy to ask for advice, but you're the last caller. And,
I was just wondering, at what age did that start, though? I mean, just
his
now.
His language?
When he was seven or eight.
Not cuss at you, obviously, but just if it was just
it's only language.
Just,
it's like when I got the pony off the trailer yesterday. I said, isn't that the prettiest effing pony you've ever seen?
No, so you got to pick your spot.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, it's like when he was a little boy. That's mommy. That's mommy. Now there are other words. What other words does Daddy call mom?
Stop it. You're going to get yourself in trouble.
Listen, you won the DVD copy of Sex and the City box set, the complete fifth season, now available on DVD VHS from HBO. Eight sizzling half-hour episodes. It'll make
Thanks.
It. It'll make you wish you were a woman. It'll make you wish that you menstruated.
That's how great it is.
I still can't get over that last caller that asked you if you did those commercials.
Of course I did mine.
There you go.
Congratulations. You know, it'd be a lot easier if you could just say the word.
I understand. No, I'd like to say it, really.
Listen, you're the winner, okay?
Outstanding. Thanks.
All right, thank you, my friend. Hold on. And peace out. More calls.
Winner.
Later.
Winner.
Phone scan is done. It's time for a Guy Birdley now with news. Let's go right to the cubicle and buzz.
Hi. Where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's me.
He made it up.
It's Buzz. And Balls?
Yes.
Hey, Balls, what's your leading story today?
Use a pen, go to the pen. The man who was stalking Arnold is going to jail.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Shame he's not going to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Stay tuned, everybody. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
And that was a very professional, Don. Come on, for God's sakes, it's not professional if you don't put the thing in the machine to press the button.
We put the thing in the thing.
Press the goddamn button.
There's the thing.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
I pressed the goddamn button.
Okay.
WJFK.com.
Goddamn thing's a goddamn piece of SHI.
An accident southbound Interstate 95 before Falmouth, 17 Falmouth. I'm in the left lane. And
hi, Beverly.
Prince William Parkway in Old Bridge Road, Davis.
She can't hear me, can she?
By the NBA on TNT tonight, an NBA on TNT special presentation, LeBron James.
I watch you on TV, Beverly.
We'll be in the Lakers. Coverage begins 7 p.m. with Sixers versus Magic, then Cavs versus Lakers, 10 p.m. only on TNT. Here, Bubbly Donna Mike, show WJFK.
I know your name is Beverly.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Shut up, fat ass. Here's Don and Mike.
As you know, we are a nationally syndicated regional coast-to-coast show.
Right.
We broadcast sea to sea. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I understand completely.
Coast. Anyway, one of the cities we broadcast to Sacramento, we just heard that the ratings are fantastic.
Oh, good. Right,
they're number one. I don't know what they are, but they're just great.
Makes Mike want to dance.
So both Mike and Rob doing the Sacramento dance now.
There they are.
I say thanks for the great ratings, whatever they are on KHTK. We'll figure it out. There. You guys, you're doing it now. This is unprecedented.
We all have these feelings.
It's sticky. Rob, you really put your finger in your nose.
No, I just gave the illusion.
What are you, rimming?
Yes,
just rimming your nose?
Well, thank you to the people of Sacramento for giving us incredible ratings.
Yeah. We appreciate it. It's a Buzz News time now. Mm-hmm. Here's the Buzz News Show, sponsored by Viramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer.
Someone called for a doctor?
Doctor developed, clinically tested Viramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailer. Try it today. Viramax, 1-AAA, try VMAX now. Here is Buzz Girdley.
Hi, Don and Mike. When you're stalking Arnold Schwarzenegger, it's probably best that you don't write down your plans to terminate him. It's especially a bad idea to share your plans with a radio.
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
What are you doing there, Rob?
It misfired. Sorry.
That's okay.
Anyway, it's bad to share your plans with a radio station. But that's what Frank Torres did, and now he's going to jail for a year.
Hold on. How come Frank Torres didn't call our show?
I don't know. He emailed a radio station there in California to, you know, outline his plans to terminate Arnold.
We're in California.
I say to everyone here today and to all Californians, my oath and you.
My oath. See, that's my oath. That's what irritated Frank, no doubt. Now, this year in jail is on top of the nearly 2 months Frank's already spent behind bars. Frank sent an email to a radio station explaining how he had targeted the governor at various public appearances and claimed he could pick him off.
Smart.
So police arrested Frank on November 17th, and he pleaded no contest to the charges.
Put him away forever.
Frank now has to stay away from Arnold for the next 10 years.
Keep him away from me.
He'll spend 3 of those years on probation for a felony.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Get the great press. Grab the press.
The Sacramento.
The Governor. After the movies won't be done for a while.
The exploding breast.
I'm in Nazi.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Michael Jackson's friends, fans, and family are planning a big show of support for him this Friday.
Let me call some of my football friends who I know did not have a great weekend. Hello, Brett. How you doing? Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry about that game. It was a great game. Yeah. I know. Is your dad there?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Well, Friday is the day that Michael Jackson will be arraigned. That means formally charged in court on child molestation charges. Jacko's fan clubs have arranged to have groups of cars and buses travel to the courthouse in Santa Barbara County from all over California and from Las Vegas.
Now, don't forget, we're going to have our big Partridge Family-style bus that's going out there to support Jacko.
And I will always count on the support of Mr. Peck.
Mr. Peck!
Oh, my God.
Mr. Peck, bye!
These fans have volunteered their time. They're paying for their own gasoline. And
my fans.
Several have bought airline tickets, so they won't miss this opportunity.
Don't come to Neverland, though. You know why?
Why?
It's been tainted.
Michael, who's out on $3 million bail, is far from lonely.
Touch it.
Today, he's meeting with more than two dozen lawyers, accountants, bankers, and managers.
Look at my taint.
To talk about his business affairs.
Come on.
Did you see his, for all this talk about he's bankrupt and he's broke?
Right, no, I'm right. not. I just invested in a jetpack. I'm going to make my escape. Whee!
I was reading that, of course. He says now he can never go to
Neverland.
To Always Touch Ranch because
it's been tainted.
It's been tainted. Uh-huh. So he bought some new 20 million. I take it back. He is leasing it with the option to buy.
Lease with an option to buy.
A $20 million mansion.
Yeah, Beverly Hills.
Fantastic.
As we mentioned Friday, it overlooks...
It's got trapdoors.
Yeah.
Overlooks a children's park.
But here's the thing.
I can see the children playing from my window.
They put pictures to your words on the news.
I touch myself inappropriately.
Over the weekend. Michael, you're trainable.
I'm a trainable.
It's okay, Michael.
Thank you.
But they had the pictures buzzing. This place is ginormous and looks like a regular Hollywood celebrity's house.
Yeah. I'm the king of pop.
And also, he won't be able to get the tax break because it's not a working ranch.
Not a ranch like I had before with llamas, but it's been tainted.
Yeah.
Lick it. Taint.
Oh.
Lick it, Rob.
Well, the folks at 60 Minutes say they're baffled by the charges that won't go away.
Mike Wallace, grip it.
The charges that they violated news ethics by paying for the Michael Jackson interview.
Taste it.
CBS News says it did not give Jacko a dime for the Ed Bradley sit-down, but CBS Entertainment did decide to run Jackson's music special after all. And
Mr. Wallace.
It boosted the paycheck for that by $1 million.
Michael, Mr. Moonves is here.
Mr. Moonves, put your finger in it. All the way.
His name is Leslie.
Blow air near it. Mr. Bradley.
Quoting 60 Minutes founder Don Hewitt, I have no idea why this story has legs about absolutely nothing. This is beyond me.
Blow on it.
But critics say 60 Minutes would not normally give airtime to a story like Michael Jackson.
Get your face close and smell it.
The Robert Blake murder trial could drag on for 6 months.
That's the trial I don't know so bad.
Well, this is what potential jurors were told Friday, 6 months.
Sniff it.
Of the 200 people gathered, only about two dozen say they can serve on that jury.
Hey, do you know if, what's her name, if Christina Applegate is still in the jury pool?
I don't know for sure. We'll check. I don't think she made the cut, but I think she was supposed to be back in court today, so I'll let you know.
She can be in my jury pool.
Yeah. After answering the 15-page questionnaires, they narrowed down. The judge says he wants a jury pool of at least 125 people, so another 85 summonses have gone out.
Take it.
When asked Friday how...
Lick it.
Put your nose into it.
Smell it.
Smell it.
School abroad, Gosling.
Connecticut.
You'll learn to lick it.
Columbia. What's wrong with you?
Connecticut.
Connecticut school abroad.
You'll learn to lick it. Touch it.
Grip it.
When asked Friday how he was feeling, Blake answered, I'm on the right side of the dirt.
I'm on the right side of the dirt.
what kind of a nutty answer is that?
That means he's above ground, he ain't underground.
He's
That's what
dead.
He's talking
he's
about.
He's on the right side of the
I'm
dirt.
I'm on the right side of the dirt. I'm
and
not
girls have three holes.
That's what we hear.
Yeah,
and I'm learning stuff all the time on this show. I'm learning always.
I will tell you right now, you're living so good that you're trainable.
Quoting Blake, everybody I love is well and safe. But Blake faces life in prison if he's convicted of killing his wife.
Then if I get out, I can go to that restaurant I like so bad. Where they let my gun sit on the chair.
Martha Stewart had better hope her jury doesn't hear the Easter egg story in today's New York Daily News. The story is that during an Easter egg hunt at her estate 10 years ago, she was very Martha. Quoting a National Geographic photographer who was there, Martha presided over the entire affair, barking instructions.
Hold on, I got a long-distance call coming in.
Uh-oh.
From Martha?
I'm sorry.
Oh,
dear, you know. You shouldn't mess around with that when a doctor's been poking down.
No, you know what? I didn't even release.
Good.
I never let it go. I thought I had a fart coming out, and it felt like it could have been BM.
Ah!
The wrong number.
Sorry about that.
Thank you for sharing.
Sorry about that. Well, you know, people can't tell that I took the microphone and put it down by my ass.
Right.
Incidentally, now... Mm-hmm. Right here by my mouth. How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Well, the geographic photographer says, I was more than a little scared of her, talking about Martha.
Martha Stewart.
The quote continues, at the end of the day, the kids had to give some of the prettiest eggs back so Martha could decorate her house with them.
Here's Martha.
Really bummed them out.
So, Buzz, I had a fart that wouldn't come out.
Yeah.
And your story was that Martha Stewart stole Easter eggs.
From children.
From children.
That's right.
How does that tie in together?
They don't. I was just trying to give clarity.
You could share a story about Martha's BM or something.
Oh, no. I don't know anything about Martha Stewart's BM.
It's colored like Easter eggs.
As far as I know, she's probably never taken one.
I think you're probably right. That's why she is the way she is.
I think long ago, doctors sewed her up all three holes. Nothing goes in or comes out.
Yeah. Well, it's all done with a tube.
America's Jews have no intention of voting to re-elect President Bush. Well, that's the result of a survey by the powerful American Jewish Committee.
I just want to say that President Bush is perfectly acceptable, but let's not forget Joe Lieberman
is
a viable candidate.
I agree, and of course we will make the decision when the time comes.
The survey shows they'd support any of the major Democratic candidates over Bush. Joe Lieberman does have the widest margin among Jews.
Dean Kerry Clark.
I'll tell you who I'm going to vote for.
Yes.
Write-in candidate.
Yeah.
Who, Jeffrey Lurie.
Ah.
From the Philadelphia Eagles.
And I say bravo to you, sir. Bravo.
Who I saw on television many times yesterday in a wonderful cashmere jacket.
Okay.
And a Burberry scarf, a little wrap, and he would stand up with his beautiful leather gloves and say, bravo to you, Donovan McNabb.
Congratulations on a fabulous victory.
Look at this. Look how fat my coach is.
But we will not vote for Bush.
We will not.
No.
Thank you.
No, among Jews, a Lieberman would win 71% to 24%. Dean Clark, Kerry, and Gephardt would beat Bush by 60-30 margins in a just Jewish vote.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Hello, Michael.
And this number has increased now. About 16% of Jews say they are Republicans.
Very good. Hi, I'm Jewish. I'm Republican.
I am too.
Get out of town. I mean, I couldn't think of anything like where you're queer.
Get out of town.
Get used to it. I'm a Jew.
Wait to represent.
I'm a Jew. I'm a Republican. Get out of town.
Get out of town.
Get out of here.
Former President George H. Bush, the current president's father, helped bring down the Berlin Wall. But
nice Bush.
George W. Bush says, quote, no president has ever done more for human rights than I have, end quote. That's in the latest issue of the New Yorker magazine.
Well, see, that's just a mistake.
Thanks for admitting
it. Misprint, surely.
That's just a mistake. No, it's not a misprint. No? I'm sure he said it. Right. It's just a mistake.
Also in the magazine, the White House complains about reporters, and a whole host of reporters talk about the daily dissing they get from the Bush administration. Quoting one, they treat us with contempt. But more and more Americans are shying away from mainstream
news. Are there more Jews for Jesus or Jews for Bush?
That is something that I think you would be able to find out.
That's a good
with point. A proper survey.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to do that the next time we do.
Get out of town.
Jew to Jew.
Very nice.
You're going to need a poll.
Get out of here.
Get out of town.
Get out of town. You're kidding. You're pulling my leg. Stop. You're joshing.
Stop shining me on.
But more and more Americans these days are shying away from mainstream news sources and turning to sources like this show and The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
That's I like
a great
him.
Great show.
I like him. He's a Jew.
Yes, Jon Stewart.
Jon Stewart. You know how you can tell?
How?
He takes off for Hanukkah.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And for Rosh Hashanah.
And he talks about being a Jew, which I love. Mm-hmm. And we should have him on Jew to Jew sometime.
We should. He's
that'd
fantastic.
Be great.
You know,
come on.
You know who else is fantastic? Is that Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller makes great movies.
I just saw the ad for the movie with a girl who's not a Jew, the girl from The Friends.
Yes, of course.
And it's wonderful. You know, David Schwimmer is my favorite friend.
Wonderful. He's terrific. I like them all.
Some even say they're getting their news these days from Saturday Night Live, especially young adults. One out of five say they get their news off the net, according to a new survey. Newspapers and the nightly news shows on the big networks are hit the hardest by this, and a growing number of people say the mainstream media is leaning to the right, not the left.
I wonder how many people actually get their news from Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike show.
And when they're listening to his news, do they lean to the right or left?
Do they?
I suppose if they stayed on one side for any length of time, their foot would fall asleep.
Their foot would feel like ginger ale.
Yes,
it
yes.
would feel tingling.
Terrible, terrible feeling.
Very tingly.
Get out of town.
I can only hope they're tingling.
You're joshing with me now. Stop. You're pulling on my leg.
Please stop this.
Stop this.
No.
Now, nearly a third of Democrats say they think the media leans Republican. That's up from 20% in the last survey. The Daily Show, by the way, says it will step up its campaign coverage this year with the caveat, we have no delusions of importance.
Buzz, yes. A break here. We'll find out what's coming up next.
All right.
About the Daily Show, one of those fake correspondents. And again,
I'm a big fan.
I'm the last guy in the world. Understand, I just started this, Joey. How you doing?
Right.
We're going to have one of them on?
So, No. I just want to say, I rented Bruce Almighty over the weekend. I hadn't seen it.
Right.
The funniest scene in that movie, without fail, is not Jim Carrey. It's when one of those guys who's...
The guy with the bald head and the little piece of hair up front?
One of those guys.
Or the real nerdy-looking guy.
Again, that kind of describes all of them.
Yeah. Right.
But Jim Carrey's doing this thing off-screen where, because he's got the powers of God,
right.
the news anchor saying, and today in Buffalo we have... And the guy's incredible. I mean, everybody's seen this movie except for me, so I'm telling you, old news.
All right.
But the guy, the anchor guy, steals the movie.
Yeah.
Because he's the one that's going... And today, and my nipples are hard.
Oh, so Jim Carrey's making him do that?
Right. And Jim Carrey's off camera, like you know, because he's got the power of God. But the guy that pulls that scene off is the guy who's one of the correspondents on the Daily Show.
They got the best cast. If you want to watch a show that makes you laugh every time you watch it, watch that Daily Show. I love that show. They do good work every single day.
It's a wonderful show, Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, you know, I wish we had more time right here, but we have to pay the piper.
Well, we do. It's time to pay the light bill.
This is a good place, and I know how to tease you. Coming up, the best evidence ever that sex is good for your health.
You know how to tease me?
I do.
Wear that outfit you're wearing today.
I know that.
I love you in black.
Mm-hmm.
Grip it.
Lick it.
Taste it.
Lean.
Smell it.
Swallow it.
You win.
Single.
You win as usual.
Pass it through your system. What was your story, Buzz?
The best evidence ever that sex is good for your health.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And after it comes out, get rid of it.
Please.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
Listen to the Don and Mike Show for your chance to win a trip for two to Super Bowl XXXVIII, courtesy of AOL for broadband. With AOL top speed, making your web pages load up to 2 times faster. And it's only on the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
No, come on. If you're listening to us right now, Monday's almost over. Right?
Like two pornographic Imagineers, John and Mike.
Monday's almost done.
Not in Sacramento.
Well, sort of.
Shut up.
Oh, God. Would you just shut up?
Thank you, Sacramento, for the great rating.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
I like doing a radio show.
Uh-huh.
Every once in a while, it strikes me how lucky I am. And then whenever I feel like I'm going to say something serious.
Right. Rob jumps in.
No, it's not Rob. It's you, too.
What do I do?
Both of you didn't do anything. You did nothing. Never mind.
No, I want to say thank you to the people of Sacramento.
Stop it. My thought had nothing to do with Sacramento.
Send them a kiss.
Or nose picker.
Mike just picked a booger out of his nose and flicked it against the wall.
I was pantomiming that. I really put my finger on my nose, but there was no booger on it. I'm booger free. No furniture up there to move today.
Man, I picked one this weekend. I picked a big one this weekend.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Whole sofa.
And, this is what's wrong with this show.
Right.
Just a moment ago, I turned the microphone off with every intention of saying how blessed I am, how much I love radio,
right.
The fact that the day's almost over.
Yes.
Glad to be a part of your end of the day, knowing you've gone through today. Really, I was going to say that.
Okay.
And now I'm going to tell you instead that I picked a gigantic booger
blood
out of my nose. No blood. Mm-hmm. Very crusty.
Colorful.
What it know is it was that standard, you know,
standard issue.
Why do you have to ask questions?
Kind of
you know,
off.
Gets my gag reflex.
Kind of off green. This will get you going.
Okay.
This wait till I get to the end of this.
It's because of the cold, you know. You got no humidity in your house.
Right.
Everything's crusty.
This ain't going to be any fun.
So I pick the booger out.
Christmas.
And I go, what do I do? What to do?
Yeah.
What to do?
What to do?
The answer?
Uh-huh.
Flick it. You flick it. You flick it.
And it's a pure chance where it lands, and it might, you know, might stick to somebody's foot.
It did not.
In their cereal
wall?
It did not.
Where'd it go?
Hardwood floor. Guess who was the next person by?
Who?
Not a person.
Dog?
Dog.
Ate it?
Max. Ate it.
I'm a barf.
I loved it.
So disgusting.
Ate it.
So
swear.
All right, can we? I mean, honestly, God, I was looking forward to my dinner, and
I would not even, have mentioned that if you wouldn't have, if you had not started doing that thing. Well, I was just going to say how much I love radio and how much fun we're having doing this show.
We've had a fun time today.
Yes, we had. We had fun time all last week.
Yeah,
the fun just started last week, incidentally.
That's right.
Just tuning in. It was miserable before last week.
Then you started talking about your boogers.
My boogers. And I said, hey, Max, you're eating Daddy's booger.
The little dog.
The little one. He didn't care. He didn't care. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Mike.
Hi there.
There is growing, throbbing, solid evidence that sex is good for your health.
Oh, right.
A new study published
in... So if that's the case, can I say something if my wife is listening?
Yes, go, please.
I'm dying. I'm dying.
Oh, save him, Frida.
A new study published in Time magazine says doctors are learning that sex is good for your heart health, and that it burns calories, reduces depression, eases pain, and even boosts your immune system. The immune system thing is new. The study shows that immunity to disease can be boosted by nearly a third. They also say humping releases a chemical that makes cuts and wounds heal faster.
Now, Buzz, this is a serious question.
Yeah.
What about working your man?
Well, that counts.
Now, your heart going, right?
It's the achievement that actually releases the brain chemical that makes cuts and wounds heal faster, for instance.
There you go.
Doctors are also now seeing evidence that frequent boinking cuts your risk of breast or prostate cancer. They also say that intercourse burns about 200 calories, which is about the same as 15 minutes on a treadmill. Think of the time
really?
You can save.
Yeah, but now think about this.
Uh-huh.
If you're a regular guy,
uh-huh,
and let's say you get laid,
uh-huh,
you know, semi regularly,
right,
but you get your jerk on, uh-huh, whenever you feel like it.
Which,
right,
you and I probably have done all the time.
Yeah. All the time. Even,
right,
when I'm having sex with my wife, always I am getting my jerk on. So,
uh-huh.
Oh, come on, that's thinner. Because God knows,
I don't think it's the same thing.
Because God knows if that's the ingredient,
it's only intercourse that makes that happen.
Yeah, because that's much more of an aerobic activity.
Exactly. So if you do it with vigor, if you do that particular act with vigor, then it's the same as 15 minutes.
It's definitely aerobic.
On a treadmill. Absolutely. If you're doing it right, I guess.
Yeah, but how can it be aerobic for me if I'm just laying there?
Well, see,
you're always on the bottom, right?
Yeah. You've got to
shake it up.
That's a problem.
No.
It's not going to happen.
Never even changed the position?
No.
Ever? No. Like it like that. Like woman on top. Like that. You know. Do a little... You know.
Grab. You can do that, you know.
I know, but when woman on bottom, uh-huh, and sometimes boobs not as big and bouncy when woman is on bottom.
Uh-huh.
When woman is on top, boobs always big.
Woman satisfied with that position, too?
Who care?
Who care?
Who care? Me no care.
I don't think that's the aerobic position, though.
No, I'm sure it's not.
No, absolutely.
I'm sure one of
you got to be doing most of the work to make it aerobic.
I'm sure one of those awful positions that you guys like, it would be better aerobically.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure.
A professor at Cambridge University says lust...
You funny guy.
Professor at Cambridge says lust is a virtue, not a vice. He says lust has been wrongly condemned for centuries.
Amen.
And he wants lust removed from the list of seven deadly sins. The list we've come to know and fear includes lust, anger, envy, gluttony, sloth, pride, and greed.
Well, we have that as a bumper after that Brad Pitt movie with the seven sins.
Right. That was a good movie.
The list was actually originally made by Pope Gregory the Great in the 6th century. That was at least 1,400 years ago. Professor Simon Blackburn of the Oxford Press Project says
He was too great.
I put him up against JP any day.
He was.
I think I might.
Not that JP.
Alexander.
he was great.
Yeah.
Catherine.
We were talking about it in the car yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Catherine the Great.
That's
very
right.
True.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gatsby.
The Great Gatsby.
Mm-hmm.
Scott.
Gazoo.
The Unwashed.
Caesar's Ghost.
Ass.
Yeah.
Great ass.
Winner.
Rack.
you gotta give it to me with ass.
Yeah. Great ass.
Great ass.
Great ass.
Yeah. Great. And she's got a great ass. And you got your head all the way up it.
Professor Simon Blackburn.
I'm gonna get mixed up with that bitch.
She got a great ass. And you got your head all the way up it. Jesus. Yeah, ferocious, aren't I? When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
Professor Simon Blackburn of the Oxford Press Project says lust should be on the list of virtues. He defines lust as the enthusiastic desire for sexual activity and its pleasures for its own sake. And he says pleasure best flourishes when unencumbered by bad philosophy. He says we have no more right to condemn lust than we do to condemn thirst.
You'd join that cult, wouldn't you, Buzz?
I'm already a member. In Chicago, the local NBC TV station shocked some viewers by saying and putting on the screen...
Are you talking about WMAQ Television, Channel 5, home of Ron Majors?
That's it exactly, Don. That station said out loud and put the letters on the screen, the words that fill out the initials BJ. They used the whole words.
Blow.
Yeah, that
right?
One. Mm, that phrase. Yeah,
isn't this another just dumb radio rule?
Yes.
That we can say the word blow, as in blow the man down, and job, boy, do we love our job. But you can't say those two words together. But you can say BJ.
Yeah.
You can't say blow.
No.
And then right after it, say the word job.
Right. Unless you're a news organization quoting a transcript from a court trial, which was the case here.
There you go. Nice going, thought police.
The station was reporting on a sexual harassment lawsuit at a local company. Quoting a local TV critic, NBC5 is run by real men who like their news edgy and their sex acts labeled in graphic detail. Oddly, the station deleted the phrase about oral from the transcript on its website. With the internet, unlike TV, there might be children watching.
Yeah, right.
I know someone who works for NBC who likes BJs.
George Michael!
Yes,
giving or receiving, that's the question.
Every day, just about this time.
Well, thanks.
George Michael!
Thanks to the Fab Five, the word queer has gained some acceptance.
You know, it's early for him to get his, though. Normally, he likes to get his at a very specific time of the day.
George.
803! The state of New York is now telling groups applying for corporate names they can now reapply. This is good news for outreach groups like Queer Awareness and Queers for Economic Justice. The state changed its policy after it learned the New York Post was doing a story about their refusal to grant official state papers to any group using the word queer in its title.
Let's go to the man, Mr. Queer.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
Not that there's anything wrong with
it. Let me mention, stay tuned for the Larry Michael Show, which will follow us tonight on WJFK-FM.
Happy night for Larry.
And tonight, Larry's not doing the football thing. Tonight, it's crazy, Larry. Larry's drunk. He's stoned.
All right.
He's out of his mind.
He's saying to everybody in the hallway, I want to kiss you.
He's disheveled. Uh-huh. He was driving the wrong way down the road to get here tonight, followed by the police. He smells of his own issue. Stay tuned tonight for outstanding shock radio program.
Wow.
Yes, and Rob Wright. Yeah, of course. He smells like weed.
He's all
I mentioned he's high. He's high. Yeah. He's on coke. Uh-huh. He's on heroin. He's been drinking.
Right.
Yeah.
Going to have a great show tonight. Larry Michael.
Hair unwashed for 2 weeks.
Give him a call. Quoting one official, after taking a closer look, it was decided the word queer is mainstream. So it's now officially okay in New York. Still not acceptable, however, is the use of the word chink. That's a racial...
Why is that?
Larry Michael has just made his way into the studio, Don.
There he is.
The very famous Larry Michael with another Westwood One free jacket.
He looks normal.
He's high, he's drunk, and he's a chink.
Yes.
Larry all these things.
No.
All the above. Things. Nice shirt.
Thank you, Larry. Oh, come on.
No, you know what? I like that shirt. It's
the Green Bay Packers shirt. They had a great game yesterday.
Great job on that boxing tournament that you called out in Des Moines.
You saw that, huh?
I the controversial one.
Time on your hands. Yeah, that's right.
Thoroughly entertained by you, by your biting commentary.
Des Moines, Iowa. Man, somebody saw it.
Yeah, I did. I did. I said, that's my buddy Larry, and I hung in there.
So, Larry, tonight I understand you're throwing away the sports, and it's going to just be all open skate. Anybody calls on any topic.
Wow.
We don't take calls, Don.
We learned our lesson last week. We thought maybe we'd venture into the Joe Gibbs territory there, but no, some idiot called. Mm-hmm. Some idiot called about DanSnyder.com or something like that. What was it called?
Oh, Fire Dan Fire Snyder?
That's what
yeah,
it was.
So we right.
Him off,
you know? No, that's not good.
All right, Larry. Huh. So you wouldn't know that he's on smack right now.
No. He looks like he's completely
sober.
He looks
a little flushed?
Not at all.
Okay. No.
That's why you're amazing.
Pupils undilated? Look at
him. How does he do it?
See you guys on Showtime TV February 7th.
Showtime TV. Robots?
Watch the calendar.
He's aroused.
What's it going to be, Larry? What's the show?
Boxing.
Boxing, yes. Larry's a boxing guy.
I'm aroused, by the way. He's right.
He's great. He's a high-functioning addict. I'll tell you what.
Larry Michaels. That's our plug.
He's hot. He's high. And he's hard.
He's the high, hard one.
What's wrong with that?
Exactly, Larry. Exactly.
Thanks, Larry.
We'll make this our closer, in fact.
It's okay. Fine.
Still not acceptable, the use of the word chink. It's a racial slur aimed at Asians. It's a derogatory shortening of the word Chinese, and people of Asian descent find it every bit as objectionable as blacks do the N-word.
I don't find it funny at all.
Well, hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
This brings us to Chink's Steakhouse in Philadelphia. There'll be a meeting.
What's up, my yellow brothers? Chink's in the house!
There'll be a meeting tonight about how the restaurant keeping the name makes people think that using the word is okay. The owner says a name change will kill his business. He says, quote, everybody's welcome here. I know there's a lot of racist people in the world, but I'm not one of them.
Welcome to Chinks.
But there's apparently not a Chinaman's chance he'll change his mind. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No. You don't know. It's too bad that we can't do the cold call thing now.
Yeah.
I mean, because back in the day, we would call that place right out just to get the pick of phone go,
Chink's Steakhouse.
Remember the Big Wong?
Do I? I used to call that all the time.
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Gotta go. See you tomorrow. Like we mentioned, Larry is just drunk.
Yes, he is.
Larry's gonna have a crazy show
crazy
tonight.
Crazy show.
Enjoy him.
Even though he said he didn't want to take phone calls, please call him.
Swamp
call
him. Anyway. Yeah, call him anyway.
Call him tonight. And all you other stations around the country, you're missing out on the best show, which is coming up next, the Larry Michaels Show.
Excellent.
It's at your peril. Mm-hmm. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
We gotta go. Okay.
You want to buy a steak?
I'll see you at Chink's.
I'll be there.
I'll see you there. Hold on, you gotta do that. Oh, and a good day and right.
DM Peter.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Here's Larry Michaels.
Next year, maybe the Redskins will be invited to the NFL's playoff party. This is Redskins Radio. Now that the Joe Gibbs era is here, get ready for football in January. Early lines for the games this weekend. The Pats 3-point favorites at home. The Eagles 4.5-point favorites at home. Thanks for the great lead-in today from Don and Mike, the top-rated show. Thanks for the plug. Great guys.
Don Geronimo gets the handoff. He's at the 10, the 5, touchdown Geronimo.
Well, I got to make it straight, though. I got to come straight. I am straight. I haven't had a drink in a couple of hours.
You are listening to Larry Michael, the man who tells you the truth, or the truth as he sees it, even if it shades what is reality.